Timberland Lumber in Brazil with the inventory to help you get your home projects finished. Highway 40 Pools and Spa, located at 5463 West Highway 40 in Brazil. Get your pool or spa ready for the season. Lorenz Auto Repair, family-owned full-service auto repair located on the same corner in Brazil since 1930. Hobby Trucking, 3 miles west of Brazil, currently accepting applications for qualified drivers and qualified office personnel. Four Loving Paws Veterinary Service, reminding you it's Heartworm Prevention Month. Paul's Auto Yard, now open Sundays at 2701 North 25th Street in Terre Haute. The Rockville Correctional Facility is now accepting applications for correctional officers. American Legion Post Number 2, be a part of something great. Join today. Sutherland Incorporated, your first choice for sewer and septic service. Western Indiana Credit Union of Brazil and Sullivan, see them for the best mortgage rates. Rockville Lake Park, Drift Outdoors, Premier Auto Source, the source for quality pre-owned vehicles in the Wabash Valley. Terre Haute Rex Baseball, Terre Haute Tribune Star with the best local sports coverage in the valley. H&R Block, Sioux Goshen. Whatever your tax preparation needs are, you'll find the help you need at H&R Block. The Hearing Aid Warehouse. Life's more fun with better hearing. Riddell National Bank, where you're not a number, you're our neighbor. Sonic Drive-In with two locations in Terre Haute. WTHI-TV News 10. The International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 841. French Funeral Home. Faith, caring, and compassion. And by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Now, let's play ball.
Welcome back to Avon High School as we get set for the second of three big games today at the Avon 4A IHSAA Sectional. I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark, and Terre Haute South moves on to the championship game as they beat Avon earlier 4-2. In that game, the Braves had 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors. The Orioles had 2 runs, 5 hits, and no errors. I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark as we get set for the second game today, featuring the Northview Knights, 23 wins this year, 6 losses, taking on the Bulldogs of Brownsburg. Corey, we had a chance to see Brownsburg play on Thursday night. They're a very talented ball club. It'll be a good game.
Yeah, of course they're very talented. This isn't what they had in the past, years past, with talent-wise. But they have the grit. They have a little couple pitchers that can throw strikes. And that's the biggest thing. But for Northview's side of thing, they want to hope to get out into a big lead in the first few innings, because that will help the pitching idea and the whole pitching knowledge of Braden Tucker in fabulous ways. The whole point of today, you have 120 pitches max per player. Now, I'm not saying that Gavin Morris, Dylan Zentko, Brigham Boo and company can't get it done after Braden Tucker. I'm just saying it's nice to have a 20-strikeout guy in one game to pitch for you in the sectional championship and now. And you'll hear what Coach Trout said about the pitching thing. We'll discuss that more and more about his plan of Braden Tucker. But the big thing is, if you get out to a lead today, he'll take him out in the first game just so you have him for the second game. But other than that, they have to find a way to score runs, because that was the biggest issue for Northview last game. And Brownsburg, their biggest problem was defense.
Well, and Corey had a chance to talk to head coach Craig Trout prior to this game. Let's go ahead and bring you that interview now on WAMB.
Corey Clark in the pregame show, prior to Brownsburg and Northview baseball semifinal before the sectional championship later on tonight, 7 p.m. But Coach Trout, first you got to get there by beating Brownsburg today. What's the key to tonight's game?
I think to start off, Brownsburg's a really good hitting team, so we've got to keep them off balance at the plate. But on our own, we've got to start getting the bats a little hotter here. We've kind of quieted down in the tournament, but I think today will be a good day to hit the ball.
Let's talk about the most recent game you played Plainfield before we get into Brownsburg. Obviously a very good game, Braden Tucker, 20 strikeouts, obviously a school record. But then Plainfield on the other side, they had a good pitcher as well. It was just an all-around good baseball game.
Yeah, we hadn't really seen anything like Sam Tackett threw. I mean, he threw the ball really well, kept us off balance, and did a good job. And again, Braden did a good job. You knew it was going to be one of those games after about the second or third inning where you're going to have to scratch and claw to get a run, and we were able to there at the end.
And you had a few days in between before today on Memorial Day to get ready. What was the one practice thing? What was the one thing you preached during these last couple days before today?
Most of it was just focus, just trying to get our focus on our one game, winning each inning, making sure we take quality at bats in the field, being ready for the ball, and not trying to – with two games in one day, sometimes you can overlook people. And I think mostly just sharpening our focus on that.
Just from looking at the scouting report, what do you know about Brownsburg?
Good hitting team, very aggressive on the bases. Looks like they're number one is a lefty, and so we're going to try to do our best against that. But really one of those teams that their record doesn't show how good of a team they are. I think they played a really tough schedule, and again, they're a really good hitting team. They're a really energetic team, so we're going to have to match that energy.
Let's say you do win today against Brownsburg. What's your plan between games? You're not going to go back to Brazil, I assume.
No. We will. Thank you. We will be going probably to rest here at the school. They're giving us the time to rest at the school, and we'll get some healthy food to eat in between and try to cool off.
You know, Braden Tucker, you don't give me your plans, but I understand you get 120 pitches max for a whole day. That's the new rule. I don't know if you like it or not. But overall, how do you really schedule and how do you coach for something like that?
I think a lot of it is just you kind of get a feel for how the game's going. If the game gets, you know, to a point where you feel like, hey, we can get our guy out and we can rest him for the second game, that's good. But I've always been one of those people who's tried to throw their best each game and get to the next game. So I think a lot of people have asked me the question, are you going to hold Braden for the second game? No, we've got to win the first game to get to the second game. So our big focus is Brownsburg right now. And if we're lucky enough to win that game, then we'll take our sights to the championship.
Any lineup changes from game one?
No, I don't think we bumped the DH down a little bit. But other than that, I think we're pretty straightforward, except for Brevin Harper's going to start and left.
All right, Coach, go up tonight.
All right, man, thank you.
Comments earlier today from Craig Trout, the head coach for the Northview Knights. So it's Brownsburg versus Northview. The winner of this game takes on Terre Haute South tonight. Right now, both teams have already completed their infield practice. We've got both Craig Trout for the Northview Knights and Dan Roman for the Brownsburg Bulldogs. They are talking to the three umpires. They're going over some last-minute information before they get this game underway. They've got some equipment on the field, making the field look good. They've done a great job overall hosting this sectional at Avon. It's a beautiful facility, and everybody just does a terrific job hosting this sectional. And now they're shaking hands, and we're going to turn things over to Willie Frizzell, the public address announcer, and he'll be introducing the teams for both Northview and Brownsburg.
Good afternoon, baseball fans, Superintendent of Schools Margaret Horniman, Principal Matt Shockley, Athletic Administrator Brad Holsinger, and Assistant Athletic Administrator Lance Larkey. Welcome you to Avon High School for this afternoon's second semifinal in the IHSAA 4AA Baseball Sectional. In order to promote sportsmanship, ethics, and integrity in high school athletics, the sectional schools ask that you participate in positive support of your own team. Your cooperation and example to those around you is greatly appreciated. Now let's meet the teams for this afternoon's matchup. First, the visiting Bulldogs from Brownsburg. Gentlemen, when you hear your name, please step out to the baseline. Number 7, a senior, Sam Hughes. Number 9, a junior, Nick Reams. Number 11, a junior, Trey McCoy. Number 12, a junior, Ryan Compton. Number 14, a sophomore, Travis Bevington. Number 15, a senior, Evan Pierce. Number 16, a senior, Jaron Randolph. Number 18, a junior, Nolan Lubavitch. And number 20, a junior, Peyton Jackson. Leading off and playing second base for the Bulldogs, a sophomore, number 2, Carrington Cross. Batting second and playing shortstop, a senior, number 13, Luis Escalante. Batting third and playing third base, a junior, number 19, Michael Oliger. Batting fourth and playing first base, a senior, number 24, Jordan Jones. Batting fifth and catching, a sophomore, number 22, Parker Griskovich. Batting sixth and designated hitting, a senior, number 5, Isaac Poland. Batting seventh and playing center field, a senior, number 21, Case Starkey. Batting eighth and playing left field, a junior, number 10, Chris Clare. Batting ninth and playing right field, a senior, number 23, Matt Nomady. And pitching today, a senior, number 4, Garrett Copley. The Bulldogs are coached by Mr. Dan Roman. Ladies and gentlemen, the Brownsburg Bulldogs. And now for the home team, the Northview Knights. First year non-starters, number 1, sophomore, Parker Johnson. Number 2, freshman, Brevin Cooper. Number 3, junior, Cole Pierce. Number 8, senior, Caleb Farkas. Number 10, sophomore, Tyler Timberman. Number 13, a junior, Dylan Boer. Number 20, sophomore, Cade Remke. Number 22, freshman, Caleb Swearingen. Number 25, freshman, Keegan Garrison. And number 30, freshman, Jackson Abbott. Leading off for Northview and playing shortstop, a junior, number 14, Trey Shaw. Batting second and pitching, a senior, number 32, Braden Tucker. Batting third and playing second base, a senior, number 24, Brigham Boo. Batting fourth and playing third base, a freshman, number 27, Gavin Morris. Batting fifth and playing first base, a freshman, number 34, Dylan Zentko. Batting sixth and playing right field, a junior, number 17, Trey Tucker. Batting seventh and playing left field, a senior, number 9, Brevin Harper. Batting eighth and designated hitting, a senior, number 31, Andrew Osborne. Batting ninth and playing center field, a junior, number 5, Braden Nevins. And catching, a freshman, number 21, Corbin Allen. The Knights are coached by Mr. Craig Trout. Ladies and gentlemen, the Northview Knights.
And we are about set for action. The winner of this game to play in the sectional championship tonight against Terre Haute South. It's Northview versus Brownsburg. The first pitch coming up after this break on Timeless 1130 WAMB.
We've always got time to get more money, right? Right now, H&R Block Tax Pros are working with IBM Watson to find every last credit and deduction you deserve. Appointments are filling up fast. Come in today or make an appointment at hrblock.com and get your taxes won.
Experts train Watson to consume large volumes of data. Performance improves over time. If you find an H&R Block error on your return that entitles you to a larger refund, we'll refund your fee for that return and file an amended return at no extra charge. See hrblock.com/guarantees for details.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National in Brazil.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Catton Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic. My electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
At French Funeral Home, we are more than just a funeral home.
We are faith.
We are caring.
We are compassion.
We are community. Whether at French Funeral Home, Lawson Miller Chapel and Crematory, or Schoppenhorst Funeral Home, when the time comes to honor your loved ones, you can trust us to treat you like family.
Susie, Nick, and Josh are just some of the caring people you'll meet when working with the outstanding staff. They'll make you feel comfortable and cared for in the moments you need it most. This caring staff will guide you with compassion as you remember and honor a life well lived.
Slip in center field.
Well, the game is underway. Carrington Cross on the very first pitch hits it out in right center field, and he gets a base hit for Brownsburg, and there's one on. So with Carrington Cross on, this will bring up shortstop Luis Escalante. Oh. And a throw at first, the runner is safe.
It was close. It was real close over there. Nice pickoff by Braden Tucker. Not the way you want to start it for the North Unites. Quick base hit, but they'll get out of it. Watch Tucker go to work right here.
So, and that seemed to be a popular thing in the first game today, Corey. Batters hitting on the very first pitch. And that's what happened to start this game. Now we've got a bunt. We've got a throw to first. Is it in time? It is. So the runner does advance, though, to second. So Cross gets to second on the sacrifice by Luis Escalante, a sacrifice bunt.
Brownsburg's going to do a lot of the small ball things. They understand they have Braden Tucker on the mound, and they saw what Tucker did to Plainfield just the other day. They need to get every run they can this ball game.
So with the next batter up, it's Michael Olinger, the third baseman. A runner at second, nobody on the corners with one down here in the top of the first. Braden Tucker getting ready for the first pitch, and the batter steps out of the box for just a moment. Now he steps back in. Tucker checks the runner at second, and he delivers the pitch, and that's outside for ball one. So again, Carrington Cross led off with a single. Luis Escalante got a sacrifice bunt and thrown out at first. So that's where we stand here in the opening game of the second game today at Avon. Braden Tucker checks the runner. He delivers the pitch inside corner for a called strike. Today's game is brought to you in part by the Terre Haute Tribune Star. With the best sports coverage in the Wabash Valley, subscribe today. Go to tribstar.com for more information. Runner takes the lead again at second. That's Carrington Cross for Brownsburg. And Tucker decides to throw back on him at first, or at second, rather, and he's safe. So Braden Tucker on the mound for Northview, Corbin Allen your catcher, Dylan Zentko at first, Brigham Boo at second, Gavin Morris at third, Trey Shaw at shortstop, the outfield left to right, Brevin Harper, Braden Nevins, and Trey Tucker. And a pitch, runner going for third, there's the throw, not in time. And they were trying to trap the runner on that play. You know, he kind of gave the slow windup, and the runner took off, but he went ahead and delivered the pitch.
Well, they did everything right. Braden Tucker lifted his left leg up to go towards home, and Tucker was literally staring at the runner, and he can't do anything about it unless he turned around and threw behind the runner. There's no point because you can't throw to third when it's preoccupied. So the big thing was he had to go home and try to get it. Now you have a runner on third base, 1-2 count with one out.
So, yeah, Brownsburg's in scoring position right now with only one down. Here's the pitch, and that ball is foul, so the count 1-2.
And Coach Trout mentioned it, Dave. Brownsburg is not afraid to be aggressive on the base pass, as well as they're a very good hitting team, and you saw it there.
So Terre Haute South wins today 4-2 against Avon. They await the winner of this game. We'll have the coverage tonight for sure at 6:50. That ball looped up to the second baseman. Brigham Boo makes the catch, and there's two down.
Yeah, good job by Brigham playing up on that play, charging the baseball as soon as he could. It was just a little shallow pop-up right behind the pitcher, and Brigham Boo was able to cut it off.
This will bring up Jordan Jones, the first baseman. So, again, you've got Carrington Cross at third base in scoring position. Nobody on at first and second. There's no score. We're in the top of the first inning. Braden Tucker delivers the pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. I tell you what, if we can get out of this half inning, that'll be an accomplishment already in this game.
That'll definitely be nice.
Tucker delivers the pitch. That ball smashed down to Brigham Boo at second. Oh, it got past him. He bobbled it. It scores a run. That'll be an error, and Brownsburg takes a 1-0 lead.
And I tell you something, that's not very characteristic of Brigham Boo. He kind of settled there, sat on his back heel, and Brigham let the baseball play him. We have this saying when you're coach, when you play baseball, don't let the baseball play you, go get the baseball. And Brigham sat there on his back leg and just waited for the ball, and that's why it hopped up, took a bad hop.
So our first error of the game, it'll go against the second baseman, Brigham Boo. A 1-0 score as Brownsburg strikes first. And that ball on Parker Greshkovich is foul. He is the catcher for the Brownsburg Bulldogs. So Parker Greshkovich with Isaac Poland, the DH, on deck. Warm day for baseball, but... A great day for three big games. And what'd he call? Ball or strike? Ball. All right. 1-1 the count.
And how about that run north you gave up? That was the first run they gave up all sectional tournament because they played 9 innings against Plainfield. Didn't give up a single run.
Here's the pitch. It's low. 2-1 the count. Well, let's hope we can find a way to score two runs off of that one. So a 2-1 count with two down here in the top of the first as Brownsburg strikes first on an error by the Northview Knights. Here's the pitch. That ball is foul. Today's game a service of the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 841. Join a winning team today. Check out their website for more information. So 2-2 the count. Braden Tucker delivers the pitch. He hit him. Ah, so Tucker hits him. We've got a hit pitch. So now runners at second and first for Brownsburg. And this will bring up Isaac Poland, the DH.
This is no good. Especially when you have a game where pitch count matters. But now you're at the point where you have to beat Brownsburg to even have a chance in the sectional championship. So Braden Tucker's got to get his stuff going. Obviously, he should have been out of that inning without a problem. Brigham Boo missed a ground ball, and he's not going to take that lightly. He's a competitor. We know that from basketball season. We know that from baseball season.
Trey McCoy will be the pinch runner at first base for Brownsburg for Parker Greskovich. So, again, you got a runner at second, a runner at first, nobody at third, two down, top of the first. Brownsburg leads 1-0 over the Northview Knights. Been a rough start for the Knights as they've allowed an error and a run has scored. Braden Tucker checks the runner, delivers the pitch. That's a called strike on the outside corner. Today's game is service of Terre Haute Rex Baseball. Get your tickets by going to rexbaseball.com, and we hope to see you opening night Wednesday night at Bob Warren Field for another exciting season of Terre Haute Rex Baseball. Catch the games here on WAMB. Called strike on the outside corner for a strike two.
Big pitch.
That was a big pitch. It'd be a bigger pitch if Tucker can find a way to deliver one right now and hopefully prevent another run or hit by the Bulldogs. Tucker looks in for the sign to Corbin Allen. He gets it, and now the runner decides to step out of the batter's box for a moment. So now the batter is back, looking at an 0-2 count with two down and two men on. Braden Tucker gets ready for the windup. The 0-2 pitch. That ball popped up out of play. Almost hit the press box.
I tried to catch it. I tried.
You didn't try very hard.
Well.
The count remains 0-2. So 6:50 tonight, about 6:45 actually, will take the airwaves this evening for the championship game here on WAMB. Runners take their leads at first and second. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. That one is smashed foul down the third base line. So a reminder as you're helping us spread the word that we've got this baseball coverage today. The broadcast can be heard on AM 1130 in Brazil and beyond. 106.9 in the Brazil area. 99.5 FM in the Vigo County area. And then on the web from anywhere at WAMBradio.com. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and Tucker strikes him out to get out of the inning. So for Brownsburg, they had one hit, one run, one error. They left two on. We played a half inning of baseball, and on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it's Brownsburg 1, Northview coming to bat.
Or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute, we track it by the second, and when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orbert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
For the most complete coverage of sports in and around Terre Haute and Vigo County, the Tribune Star is your best media source. Follow your favorite high school and area collegiate teams, including the Division I ISU Sycamores, by subscribing to the Daily and Sunday Print Edition. And keep up with the latest sports developments from anywhere by connecting to our website and social media. You are never too far from the Tribune Star, online at tribstar.com.
Dearly beloved, we gather here to witness the perfect marriage of Oreo cookies and real ice cream in Sonic's new cookie jar shakes. If any object, speak now or forever hold your peace.
I do! I'm sorry, but cookie jar shakes should marry ice cream with my true love, Nutter Butter cookies.
Does anyone object to that?
I do. Not. That sounds delicious.
Who could object to Sonic's hand-mixed cookie jar shakes? Half price after 8 p.m.
Oreo and Nutter Butter are registered trademarks of Mondelez International Group for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
At Riddell National Bank, you're more than a number. You're our neighbor, which means we know the area inside and out because we live here, work here, raise our families here. We visit your shops and live next door, so we can offer the kind of personalized banking that's rare to find these days. And when it's coupled with the wealth of expertise in mortgages and business loans, it's easy to see why so many people trust Riddell every day. Come see your neighbors at Riddell today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Trey Shaw will lead things off here in the bottom half of the first inning, and the first pitch is a strike. Dave Crooks and Corey Clark with you on WAMB, Timeless 1130, 106.9, and 99.5. You're home for Timeless Classics. That one has popped up to left field, and it is caught by Chris Clair, and there's one down.
Yeah, good job by the left fielder there for Chris Clair. Brownsburg, he slid on his knees to make that catch. Trey Shaw kind of weakly just tried to hit a pop up the left field, and almost worked due to the fact the shift was on. The third baseman was playing way, way in.
So Braden Tucker, the pitcher for the Knights, will step up to the plate. The Knights are down 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. There's a strike. Defensively for the Bulldogs, Garrett Copley is the pitcher. Parker Greskovich is the catcher. Jordan Jones at first, Carrington Cross at second, Michael Olinger at third. That ball smashed back toward the pitcher. It gets by him. It takes a while for Escalante, and he couldn't quite make the throw in time, and the runner is safe.
I think that's a hit because of the fact he hit it hard enough up the middle. The only reason it got to the shortstop is because it reflected off the mitt of the pitcher.
Continuing the defensive order for Brownsburg, Louis Escalante at shortstop. In the outfield left to right, Chris Clair, Case Starkey, and Matt Nobody. Now this brings up Brigham Boo, the second baseman for the Knights. That ball is a bouncer. It gets over the third baseman, Michael Olinger. It is fair. Rounding second is Braden Tucker. He'll make it to third. It'll be a stand-up double for Brigham Boo. We now forgive him for the first inning error.
We do. That was big by Brigham Boo.
So with Tucker in scoring position, this will bring up Gavin Morris, the third baseman.
Yeah, Gavin Morris has been phenomenal the last few weeks. A freshman being in the cleanup spot, it's not an easy duty to do for a 4A baseball team like Northview, whose program is highly thought of.
Runners take their leads at third and second. There's no outs here in the bottom of the first. The Knights need a run to tie it up. Here's the pitch to Gavin Morris. Smashed down to Cross at second. He'll make the throw to Jones in time for the out. Meantime, Braden Tucker will score, and the Knights have tied it up.
That's all Gavin Morris was supposed to do. Hit a little opposite field grounder and score Braden Tucker to tie the ball game up.
This will bring up Dylan Zentko, the first baseman for the Knights. By the way, Brigham Boo is at third base in scoring position.
First baseman, freshman, number 34, Dylan Zentko.
So let's see if Zentko can bring him home. Garrett Copley, low and inside on his first pitch, 1-0 the count. Do we agree he's Copley or Copley? Copley, okay, thank you. Willie Frizzell's keeping me straight today, the public address announcer for Avon. We appreciate his help. The 1-0 pitch. Low and outside, 2-0 the count.
Big pitch here, 2-0 count. You get a pitch you like, drive it somewhere. It's a hitter's count right here.
Outside corner for a called strike, 2-1.
See, when you start to get to these really talented pitchers, they're not afraid anymore to throw that 2-0 curveball.
Brigham Boo takes the lead at third. Nobody at second and first. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball on the count 3-1. So Dylan Zentko trying to find a way to drive in Brigham Boo and to give the Knights their first lead of the game. The 3-1 pitch. That ball is a hard hit ball in the air to left field. Chris Clair is calling for it. He'll make the grab. And that will end the inning. But a good inning for the Knights. They do pick up one run on two base hits. There were no errors, and they left one on. After an inning of baseball on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it's Brownsburg 1, Northview 1.
Do you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss? This is Marty Hobbs, owner of the Hearing Aid Warehouse. I've helped hundreds of people hear better. Now I want to help you. Call or visit us today and receive a free hearing test. Call 235-HEAR, that's 235-4327, or visit our Terre Haute office, Highway 41 South in Ellis Plaza. In Brazil, we're a half block north of Lynn's Pharmacy, and in Sullivan across from City Hall. The Hearing Aid Warehouse, 235-HEAR.
Are you ready for some Terre Haute Rex baseball? There's no place like home for summer fun and entertainment. Bring the entire family to Bob Warren Field at Sycamore Stadium. Purchase full or half-season tickets today, or buy single-game tickets as low as $6 for adults at the ticket office 1 hour before all home games. For more information, visit rexbaseball.com or call 812-478-3817.
Terre Haute Rex Baseball. Rex Baseball. The Terre Haute Rex home opener is May 31st. Get your tickets today.
On the sporting field and in life, teamwork makes a difference. The International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 841, is proud to represent over 2,250 active members as well as numerous retired members. Their goal is to keep their members safe and make sure they're the best trained in the construction industry. For more information, visit IUOELocal841.com. The International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 841, wishes the best of luck to our local teams in the state tournament.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back live at Avon High School, I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We go to the top half of the second inning, and it's a tie ball game between Brownsburg and Northview. Kay Starkey is your first batter, and the first pitch is pop fly out of play. Second pitch is outside for a ball, and the count is even, one ball, one strike.
You'll see Braden Tucker lower his arm angle a lot now. He's kind of picked up that pitch, and it's kind of dirty when he does. It's a little breaking action.
Tucker's next pitch, a curveball, and it's a ball for a 2-1 count.
Well, they called that a ball.
Braden Tucker ready for the 2-1 pitch. That ball popped up, should be playable out towards center field. Braden Nevins and Brevin Harper going after it. Harper in left field will call it. He'll make the catch, and there's one down.
Now at the plate for Brownsburg, the left fielder, junior number 10, Chris Clayer.
Chris Clayer, the left fielder, will bat next for the Brownsburg Bulldogs. One down, nobody on here in the top of the second. We have a tie game, one apiece between Northview and Brownsburg. All the coverage live today on WAMB Radio and WAMBRadio.com. Here's the pitch. And I think that's a ball. 1-0 the count. So championship game set for 7 o'clock tonight. We'll be on the air around 6:45. Terre Haute South versus the winner of this one. The 1-0 pitch. Inside for a ball, 2-0 the count.
You kind of get the feeling Braden Tucker's not as efficient as he was on Thursday night.
So far, that's an accurate statement. We'll see how it progresses. Foul ball, a 2-1 count.
But then again, how do you one-up a 20-strikeout performance?
Today's game, a service of Premier Auto Service, 2749 South 3rd Street in Terre Haute. Premier Auto Service is the source for quality pre-owned vehicles in the Wabash Valley. High and inside, 3-1 the count.
Tucker's got to take a deep breath. He's kind of not finishing on his pitch. He's throwing the ball a little higher than he usually wants to be. He's going to get that bag, try to get a grip on the baseball. 3-1 count, it's huge here. You want to get this guy out. You don't want a guy on first base. You just want to get up and out of the inning because you get another guy on base, it's more pitches on your pitch count.
The 3-1 pitch, and that's ball four. So Chris Clayer is on with the base on balls. And now this will bring up Matt Nomity. He's the right fielder for Brownsburg.
Double play is in place here. The middle infielders, Brigham Boo and Trey Shaw. They've turned a couple of those this season.
Nobody on at second and third. Brownsburg has Chris Clayer at first base. And the first pitch to Nomity, that's a ball, 1-0 the count. Nice little breeze trying to flow through the ballpark right now. It's a welcome sight.
It's really trying, isn't it?
We may need some paperweights up here, Willie. The 1-0 pitch, low and outside, 2-0 the count.
Tucker's having a hard time finding the strike zone right now. He's just got to take a deep breath and relax. Corbin Allen might need to go talk to him for a second. If he keeps like losing his control like this, you may have to go to another pitcher. And I say that because you're not going to want a guy like Braden Tucker to have a bad game.
There's the throw at first. The runner's safe.
And as I was saying, you don't want him to have a bad game in the first game, even if you do win or if you lose possibly, because then you need him for the second game.
Braden Tucker, the pitch. Called strike. 2-1 the count. Today's game, a service of Rockville Lake Park. Drift Outdoors. Not a bad place to be on Memorial Day, I'm sure. Rockville Lake Park. Two balls and a strike with one down. A runner on first, nobody at second and third. There's an attempted bunt, and it'll go foul. Count even at 2-2.
See, I don't know if I like the 2-1 count, try to bunt, especially after he walked a guy before and he's struggling to find the strike zone. Now you give him a 2-2 count. He's going to throw one of his breaking ball pitches or try to force you on the outside corner.
Well, the count is even at 2. If you've just tuned in, Northview and Brownsburg are tied at one run apiece. We're on the top of the second. Braden Tucker delivers the pitch. High and inside, runner going for second. And the throw will get past our second baseman, Brigham Boo. Wasn't a perfect throw from Corbin Allen.
It was what you wanted, a one-hopper. Trey Shaw just misjudged it.
Well, that's right. It was Trey Shaw, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Braden Tucker checks the runner again at second, who has a nice lead at second. Tucker delivers the payoff pitch. That ball popped up. It'll be out of play.
Braden Tucker just turned around to Brigham Boo and Trey Shaw saying, keep the runner close to second. They're not afraid to steal.
So a full count situation with one down. We're in the top of the second, a 1-1 tie score. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. So a big strikeout for Braden Tucker.
Now stepping to the plate for the Bulldogs, the second baseman, sophomore, number 2, Carrington Cross.
Carrington Cross got a single in that first inning and scored the only run for Brownsburg. Let's see what he can do here in the second inning. He's the leadoff batter for the Bulldogs. Nobody on the corners at first and third, although Chris Clayer is on at second. Batter steps out for a moment. Now he steps in. Braden Tucker checks the runner at second and delivers the pitch. Inside pitch. 1-0 the count. Terre Haute Rex baseball season gets underway Wednesday night at Bob Warren Field. We'll have all the coverage for you again this season here on WAMB. Tucker makes a throw to second, and they nailed him. They picked him off at second base to end the inning.
Wow.
So for Brownsburg, no runs, no hits, no errors. They left one on. We played 1.5 innings of baseball here at Avon. And on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it's still Brownsburg 1, Northview 1.
Premier Auto Source is the source for quality pre-owned vehicles in the Wabash Valley. Stop by Premier Auto Source on South 3rd Street, just south of Texas Roadhouse, or check out their inventory of cars, trucks, SUVs, minivans, and motorcycles online at PremierAutoSourceInc.com. Ask about the specials for improved pricing. Premier Auto Source, the source for quality pre-owned vehicles in the Wabash Valley. Premier Auto Source on South 3rd Street, just south of Texas Roadhouse.
Do yourself a favor. Take a time out at Rockville Lake Park. Put life on hold and set the cell phone down for a while. Take a stroll through nature. You can even camp and spend the night outside or stay in one of Rockville Lake Park's cabins. Go fishing for memories at the lake and take full advantage of the fresh air. Go ahead. Take that time out that you deserve and head to Rockville Lake Park on Marshall Road, just north of Rockville, or go to rockvillelake.com for details.
Western Indiana Credit Union asks, would you like to handle your financial transactions with people who know who you are and smile at you when you walk in the door? Western Indiana Credit Union knows that being treated a little nicer makes all the difference. Visit us in Brazil or Sullivan or online at westernindianacu.com. It's easy to become a member of WICU. Western Indiana Credit Union, equal housing lender. Deposits covered by American Share.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
We go to the bottom of the second inning. Trey Tucker will lead things off for the Knights, and that ball smashed back to the shortstop, Luis Escalante. He'll make the throw in time for the out.
First base coach for Northie, he's furious. He thinks he pulled his foot, and Coach Trout is calling time to ask for an appeal.
Wow, so let's see what happens. So Coach Trout will walk over toward first to talk to the umpire.
There's a lot of emotion down the first base side.
So Craig Trout making his case to the umpire, and now he's going to walk back toward the home field umpire, and let's see what they come up with. So a conversation between the home ump and the ump from first. And will the play?
Oh.
Safe! It's overturned! Wow! I've rarely seen that, but they've overturned the call. That'll be a base hit.
He pulled his foot.
What a break. So Trey Tucker, I tell you what, that's what you call good coaching. Craig Trout saw a problem with it, and he went after the umpire, and he overturned the call. That's pretty impressive.
I like that. Good coaching.
So Trey Tucker will be on at first base now with a hit. This will bring up Brevin Harper, the left fielder. He's in bunting position. They'll throw it first instead. And Trey Tucker is back on the bag in time. Today's game, a service of Sutherland Incorporated, your first choice for sewer and septic service in Brazil and the Wabash Valley. Nobody on at second and third. We're in the bottom of the second. A tie score at one all. There's the bunt. Back to the pitcher is Garrett Copley.
No, he pulled it.
He makes the throw to second, but they can't tag because he had to stretch to receive the ball. Carrington Cross, he had to take his foot off the bag to get the ball that was not thrown perfectly. And by that time, Trey Tucker was safe at second. Brevin Harper was safe at first. So two hits in a row for the Knights, and this will bring up designated hitter Andrew Osborne.
And this necessarily wasn't the best bunt by Brevin Harper by any means. You're not supposed to bunt right back to the pitcher of runner on first. But the few times where the fielders make a mistake, it worked out, and it worked out there. Now you have runners on first and second, and your DH Andrew Osborne coming up to the plate. He had a pretty good day against Plainfield. He had a hit. The senior did.
So Dan Roman, the coach for Brownsburg, is having an infield meeting with his pitcher, catcher, and the remaining infield members. I think he's going to stick with Copley, but that could change. They may have to get someone warming up in the bullpen. The meeting breaks up. I'll remind you that you're listening to WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute. We're on 1130 AM, 99.5 and 106.9 FM, and worldwide on the web at WAMBradio.com. So Trey Tucker on at second, Brevin Harper at first, nobody at third. No down, nobody out, bottom of the second. There's a bunt picked up by Copley. He'll make the throw to first in time for the out, but it will advance the runners to third and second.
Andrew Osborne did his job. They're laying down a perfect bunt. He almost beat it out, too.
This will bring up Braden Nevins. So Nevins, his first look today at him. With runners at third and second. Trey Tucker on at third. Brevin Harper a big lead at second. There's the pitch, and the first pitch is a ball. 1-0 the count. So if we can find a way to get a hit right now with Braden Nevins, we'll add at least one or two runs to Northview's bottom half of the second. Swing and a miss. 1-1 the count.
And all Nevins has to do, he doesn't need a big powerful hit. Just put the ball in play and score a run.
Garrett Copley, the left-hander, delivers. That ball popped up out of play. Count 1-2 with one down here in the bottom of the second. So the winner of this game meets Terre Haute South tonight at 7 o'clock for the championship. We'll have the coverage for you around 6:45 tonight here on Timeless 1130. Called strike. Caught him looking. And Braden Nevins will have to head back to the dugout a bit disappointed.
Yeah, that's not what you want. Not at all.
Trey Shaw, shortstop for the Knights. We'll see if he can bring in a run. Two outs here in the bottom of the second. Runners at third and second as Trey Shaw steps in. Garrett Copley goes to work on him. Inside corner for a called strike.
A good breaking ball. Good breaking ball pitch.
Here's the pitch. Called strike on the second pitch. So the count is 0-2. And if you haven't noticed, the breeze has picked up here at the ballpark. We've got the door open, and it's kind of hitting Corey's microphone there.
I'm trying.
Kind of like the breeze, though.
I know. It's like, do I want the noise or I want the breeze?
I want the breeze. 0-2 count. Inside, 1-2 the count. Today's game, a service of Western Indiana Credit Union with offices in Brazil and Sullivan. See Western Indiana Credit Union for the best mortgage rates. The 1-2 pitch, foul ball, count remains 1-2. So the regional is this Saturday at Crawfordsville, is my understanding. So whoever wins tonight moves on to regional play later this week. The 1-2 pitch on the way, foul ball, back toward the dugout of Brownsburg. So again for Northview, Trey Tucker is on at third, Brevin Harper is on at second. We have two outs, the count is 1-2. Here's the pitch from Garrett Copley, way inside, 2-2 the count.
He's really trying to throw that inside pitch.
Well, it seemed to have worked for him a few times today, so why not? The left-hander delivers the 2-2 pitch. Outside and low, and now the count is full. So a full count situation.
You don't want Braden Tucker coming to the plate if base is loaded.
The pitch to Trey Shaw. That ball popped up. Should be playable in foul territory, although maybe not. Nope, it's going to hit almost the dugout for the Northview Knights. So Trey Shaw is still alive here in the bottom of the second.
Yeah, Trey turned around right away and he's like, please go foul, please go foul. He fastens up his gloves. He's ready to go. He needs to get on top of one because that time he drops his hands.
A tie ball game at one. But Northview is threatening. They have runners at third and second. Trey Tucker in scoring position on at third. Brevin Harper at second. Trey Shaw, your battery. Here he is. Perfect.
Ooh.
Hit in left field. One run will score. The left fielder bobbles it. Two runs will score. And the Northview Knights take a 3-1 lead. What a break for Northview.
That a baby Trey Shaw. He roped one to opposite field just out of the shortstop's reach.
So that'll be a double for Trey Shaw. It'll bring in two runs. Third hit of the inning for Northview. And did they give an error?
You have to give an error. I think the runner still would have scored from second, but, I mean, yeah, it was an error defensively.
There's a smash. Ooh. Picked up by Escalante. The throw on Braden Tucker, and they got him out.
How about
so score
that,
that 6-3.
What a play.
But a big inning for the Northview Knights. They pick up two runs on three hits. There was one error, and we left, let's see, did we leave anybody on?
No, left one.
We left one on. We played two innings of baseball, and on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, Northview 3, Brownsburg 1. Back with more in a moment on WAMB.
Your first choice for sewer and septic service. Just hear these happy customer reviews. We were very happy with the timing, scheduling, and performance. Highly recommend. Incredibly nice individuals who stand behind their work. And they did a great job installing my septic system. Professional and courteous. Highly recommend. Sutherland Incorporated, 812-442-0396. Your best choice for sewer and septic service.
American Legion Post No. 2 in Brazil invites you to their 11th annual White Knuckle Ride, Saturday, June 9th.
Registration is 10 a.m. to noon with the first bike out at noon. Last bike in at 5:30. It's a $20 donation per rider, $30 per couple, which includes meals, t-shirt, door prizes, and much more. Proceeds benefit veterans organizations. That's the White Knuckle Ride, Saturday, June 9th, presented by the American Legion Riders of Post 2 in Brazil.
Would you like a job with a future, a great career, working with great people, and a job with great benefits? Then see yourself as a correctional officer at the Rockville Correctional Facility. See yourself as a success and see your family so proud of your career working with great people in a supportive atmosphere. Visit careers.in.gov or call the Rockville Correctional Facility, 765-569-3178. Rockville Correctional Facility.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Going to the top of the third inning, Corey Clark here on WAMB, Timeless Classics. The North Unites lead the Brownsburg Bulldogs 3-1 here in the semifinal round of the sectional championship. The winner will take on Terre Haute South later on tonight right here on WAMB. The North Unites are on top 3-1 due to a Trey Shaw double in the last half inning. Right now, Braden Tucker, he's on the mound. A one ball, one strike count. End of the play for the Brownsburg Bulldogs is Carrington Cross. The last time up for Cross, the second baseman had a single. He is their only run scored on the afternoon. A 1-1 pitch will be a breaking ball in the dirt on the outside corner. Corbin Allen slides over, blocks it, brings up ball number two. Two balls, one strike. Nobody out here in the top of the third inning. Braden Tucker back on the mound. On the 2-1 pitch, swung on and missed. He turned his head a little too far and brings up a two ball and two strike count. Carrington Cross back into the batter's box on the 2-2 pitch. Lines one up the middle, and it'll be a base hit for Carrington Cross the second of the afternoon, Dave Crooks.
Well, back in the saddle. You know, the bad thing about a hot day, you have to stay hydrated, and you know the rest of the story there. So, all right, so there's two down. There's no down. Nobody down here in the top of the third?
Nobody down.
So what did I miss? So we had a strike? Or we had a.
All we had was this. You just missed one batter.
Okay, so Cross got a single.
Yep.
Gotcha. All right, we're set to go with the next batter, Luis Escalante. A throw to first, runner is safe. Today's game is service of American Legion Post number 2 in Brazil. Be part of something great. Join today American Legion Post number 2. Braden Tucker ready to deliver to Luis Escalante, who got a sacrifice bunt in the first. The pitch, swing and a miss. Defensively for the Knights, Braden Tucker is your pitcher, Corbin Allen the catcher, Dylan Zenko at first, Brigham Boo at second, Gavin Morris at third, Trey Shaw in shortstop. Left to right, Brevin Harper, Braden Nevins, and Trey Tucker. Tucker throws the pitch back to first base once again, but the runner is safe.
Braden Tucker was trying to get the pickoff.
So Escalante steps in, batting left-handed. Runner takes the lead at first. Tucker checks that runner and now delivers the pitch. There's a bouncer, and the shortstop, Trey Shaw. Oh, he has to get out of the way.
Oh, man,
of
how
Gavin.
About that?
That was a tough situation.
So here's what happened. Gavin Morris and Trey Shaw both collided to get the ground ball. Morris had to duck. Trey Shaw fielded it, tried to jump over Gavin Morris, couldn't do it. The runner rounding second base thought Shaw threw it across the field. He didn't. He realized no one was covering third. So the runner going from second to third tried to take one and steal one from under the North Unites nose. But Shaw just turned around, ran to the runner, and tagged him out. So I guess you could say it was a single here on Escalante, but Cross was tagged out trying to advance to third.
I think they're going to give us an error officially. Did we give us an error? Is that what we did?
I don't know what the error would be. I mean, he fielded the ground ball. Just
oh, okay,
into
no.
Him.
All right. So the batter, Michael Ollinger. And the first pitch, a ball. So I guess we'll just call it a fielder's choice then. Is that fair to say?
That's fair. Not a hit, but a fielder's choice.
Nobody on at third and second.
Nope.
One down. That pitch is low. 2-0 the count. A 3-1 lead for the Northview Knights, trying to get to the championship game tonight against Terre Haute South. We'll have it for you at 6:45 tonight here on WAMB. Braden Tucker checks the runner at first, who takes a nice lead. Now they make a throw on him. He's safe. Today's game, a service of Paul's Auto Yard at 2701 North 25th Street in Terre Haute. Paul's Auto Yard now open on Sundays. What the umpire?
Dugout warnings. Each team just got a dugout warning.
So the umpire has warned both dugouts. A little trash talk going on there or what? We'll turn the crowd mic up. Maybe we'll hear something. The 2-0 pitch. That ball popped up toward left field. It's going to go into foul territory, and nobody can get to it fast enough. So the count 2-1.
And neither of these coaches want to get ejected, because if they get ejected in this game, they'll miss a sectional championship.
Yeah, you don't want that. The quote of the season: your strike zone has been round all night.
Oh, man.
Oh, they just threw out the runner at first. Good job by Braden Tucker.
Braden Tucker's been trying that all evening long. He's got a pickoff in the first inning and a pickoff here in the third.
How about that? So he threw on Escalante and nailed him at first.
Don't take a lead on Braden Tucker. I wouldn't.
Wow. Michael Olinger. We're set to go. Here's the pitch. That's low. Ball one. Two down and nobody on here in the... Or 3-1, excuse me, is the count. A 3-1 lead in favor of the Northview Knights. We're at the top of the third. Braden Tucker delivers the 3-1 pitch on the outside corner for a called strike. 3-2 the count. So now with Braden Tucker, nobody on the bags right now. The right-hander ready to deliver the next pitch to Michael Olinger. It's a full count situation. Here's the payoff pitch. That ball smashed back toward the shortstop, but it's a slow mover. Schrall makes a beautiful throw, but not in time. He did the best he could with it because it was just a slow-moving baseball. It wasn't hit that hard.
He got there quick.
And he did all he could do with it. But Olinger beat it for the hit. So that's the second hit of the inning. Jordan Jones, the first baseman, will bat next. He got on with an error by Brigham Boo in the first inning, if you'll recall. Now let's see what he can do with the Bulldogs trailing 3-1. A runner at first base, so the tying run at home plate. Braden Tucker makes a throw to Dylan Zenko. The runner is safe. Tucker makes another quick throw to first, and he got him! He got him again!
Oh, my.
How about that? I tell you what, these Knights are fired up. In the inning for Brownsburg, no runs. What, are we going to appeal it?
No, third base coach is arguing. He's going out their way. He might get ejected if he doesn't stop.
He's pretty upset, and that's the head coach, Dan Roman. He's going out to see the umpire, who's in deep second base area. He's got his hands open. Trying to make that argument. I don't think he's going to win that argument, though. So, a break in the action with the Knights still on top 3-1. We'll come back with more after this timeout on WAMB.
Sundays, Sundays, Sundays! Paul's Auto Yard is now open Sundays. Needing to do yard work on your vehicle on a Sunday morning? Go to Paul's Auto Yard, now open 7 days a week. Bring your own tools and pull your own part on Sundays.
Wanting some cash and you have an old junker? Pull it into Paul's Auto Yard and they will pay you cash on the spot. Just don't forget the title. Cleaning your yard on Sunday? Bring your scrap metal to Paul's Auto Yard. Now open on Sundays.
This is John Shepherd at Four Loving Paws Veterinary Services in Brazil. Heartworm disease is a parasite that's spread by mosquitoes. Heartworm disease can be deadly. We can protect our dogs and cats from heartworms by giving them a monthly preventative. Heartworm disease is on the inside of the body, so oftentimes owners don't know that it's going on. One of the concerns we have about treating heartworm disease is cost, and the cost can be mitigated through prevention. So please keep your pets safe and happy and with you this summer. Keep them on heartworm prevention. And remember, blessings come from Four Loving Paws.
Looking for a truck driving job with weekends off? Hobby Trucking is currently accepting applications for qualified Class A CDL company drivers. Applicants must be able to pass a physical and drug screen. Hobby Trucking also has a qualified office personnel position open. Hobby Trucking is family owned and operated. Stop by Hobby Trucking on Highway 40 just 3 miles west of Brazil for an application or call 812-446-0581 for more details on how you can join their team.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Brownsburg coach Dan Roman has been ejected from this game. So upset about the third pickoff of the past inning with Brayton Tucker, he wouldn't quit arguing over it, and they finally threw him out of the game. He's out for the rest of today's action.
He should have quit, because that's honestly, that's selfish, because you have a sectional semifinal, a championship to play for, and you just kept going. They let it go for a while. He was out there arguing. He should have quit.
Brigham Boo is your batter now for the Knights. The first pitch is outside. So we're in the bottom of the third with Northview leading 3-1. Brigham Boo, who got a double in the first, swings and misses at that pitch and the count even at one apiece. Wow. That's not a great decision by the Brownsburg coach. That's a trouble shot for Boo. Oh, is it caught? Beautiful catch by Matt Nomity. He had to die for that one out in right field. And he made the catch. And that looked like it was going to drop for a base hit, but Matt Nomity just run as hard as he could. Then he dove and he caught it. Gavin Morris will bat next for the Knights. He got out on a fielder's choice in the first. So Garrett Copley delivers the pitch. That ball smashed down to Kensington Cross at second. He'll make the throw to Jordan Jones, and there's two down. So this will bring up Dylan Zentko, the first baseman for the Knights. He popped up to the left fielder in the first, so he's looking for his first hit of the day.
I haven't seen the Brownsburg coach leave the dugout yet. Did he?
I saw him throw the hand up. Yeah, the umpire did that. You're out. So that pitch is outside. 1-0 the count. Today's game, a service of Hobby Trucking. They're 3 miles west of Brazil on US 40, accepting applications for qualified drivers as well as office personnel at Hobby Trucking. That pitch is low. 2-0 the count. So glad that you're tuned in today on WAMB Radio. If you appreciate our coverage, we hope you'll take a moment to go to our Facebook page, Timeless 1130 WAMB. Give us a like and leave us a comment. And that ball smashed down to short. It's going to get past Escalante for a base hit. It was a well-hit ball by Dylan Zentko, so he earned the hit.
Escalante almost nearly made another play. I mean, he dove for one in the last half inning and stole a base hit. This is a good defensive Brownsburg team. Here comes brother of the starting pitcher, Brayden Tucker. How many times do you think he gets that in his life? Are you the brother of Brayden Tucker?
Well, he'll leave his mark, I'm sure, too, as Trey Tucker's a junior. Runner takes the lead at first. Nobody on at second and third. First pitch, a called strike on Trey Tucker. A 3-1 lead for the Northview Knights. We're in the bottom of the third. The winner of this game faces Terre Haute South tonight at 6:45 for the sectional championship. Throw to first. Zentko back in time.
Yeah, Trey has a single so far today. The last time up, he also scored one of the Knights' three runs.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Outside, 1-1 the count. Garrett Copley, the left-hander, delivers the pitch. That ball popped up and foul. So the count 1-2.
Oh, man, I tell you what, you know they mean business.
There are two out, as that's a foul ball. 1-2 the count. Garrett Copley delivers the next pitch. That ball popped up out of play. Two balls and two strikes. With a runner at first, nobody at second and third. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball three. So Dylan Zentko, or make that Trey Tucker, rather, trying to find a way to move Dylan Zentko around, who's at first. Nobody at second and third for the Knights. Here's the pitch. Inside for ball four. So Trey Tucker is on with the base on balls. And now this will bring up Brevin Harper, the left fielder. He got a single in the second and scored one of the runs so far in today's game for the Knights. Craig Trout's going to the umpire to make perhaps a change, probably a pinch runner. And
yeah.
Looks like Tyler Timberman will make a change. He'll go and replace Trey Tucker out at second.
And Zentko,
or Zentko, rather.
Yeah, Zentko will re-enter, but it's not a bad idea. During sectionals, you carry 21 players. So use them all you can. Use the speed. Because a base hit from Brevin Harper here, is he probably going to score Zentko? No. But will he score Timberman? Probably. And a big run like this, that's important in a 3-1
well,
ball game.
And why wear Zentko out on a hot day anyway?
Exactly.
Copley checks the runner at second. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. So the count is 0-1 on Brevin Harper.
Yeah, when Brevin Harper's been called a pound this year, he's hit the ball pretty well.
There's a called strike. And a throw to second in time. No, it's not in time. He's safe.
That was close.
So your line score right now, one run, three hits, three errors for Brownsburg, three runs, three hits, and one error for Northview, as that one has popped up foul as well for Brevin Harper. Runners at first and second for Northview. Nobody on at third, two outs. Here's the pitch from Copley, swing and a miss. They're going to have to throw him out to guarantee the strikeout, and they do. In the inning for Northview, no runs, one hit. There was no errors, and we left two on. At the end of three on the Hearing Age Warehouse scoreboard, it's still Northview 3, Brownsburg 1.
Have you ever been to an auto repair shop and been told you needed a part that you didn't really need? Well, then you need to give Tony at Loren Service and Auto Repair a call at 812-446-7331. Loren Service is a local family-owned and operated repair shop and has been on the same corner, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, since 1930, providing excellent service and trustworthy advice. Open 7 to 5 Monday through Friday, close on Saturday. The next time you need an auto repair shop, give Loren Service and Auto Repair a shot. You'll be glad you did.
You don't have the pool open yet? Need chemicals for your spa? Not a problem. Give John and Terry at Highway 40 Pool and Spa a call today at 812-605-9228 to get your pool or spa open for the season or to get your water tested with their WaterLink testing system. Highway 40 Pool and Spa also stocks a large selection of pool and spa chemicals and accessories. Highway 40 Pool and Spa open 10 to 6, 9 to noon Saturday, close Wednesday and Sunday. Highway 40 Pool and Spa, 5463 West U.S. Highway 40, Brazil.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is a complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Spring is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at the 4A Baseball Sectional in Avon, I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We go to the top half of the fourth inning. Jordan Jones already thrown out by Brigham Boo, so there's one down. And now with Parker Greskovich, he'll hit the ball to Boo.
Ooh.
And the throw to first, is it in time for the out? Yes, it is. So two pitches and two back-to-back 4-3 plays.
Yeah, good job by Braden Tucker getting over there to cover first base. Pitchers who play their position the right way, they just make me happy.
Isaac Poland will bat next. He's the DH for the Brownsburg Bulldogs, struck out in the first. Two down already here in the top half of the fourth. Championship game tonight featuring Terre Haute South against the winner of this one. We'll be on the air at 6:45 tonight with the coverage. First pitch is a ball, 1-0 the count. Be looking for the nearest pool next door as soon as possible when this game's over. That ball smashed down to Trey Shaw. Oh, he bobbles it. He picks it up, but he still makes the throw in time, and that's that. For Brownsburg, three up, three down. We played 3.5 on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, and it's still Northview leading Brownsburg 3-1.
We've always got time to get more money, right? Right now, H&R Block Tax Pros are working with IBM Watson to find every last credit and deduction you deserve. Appointments are filling up fast. Come in today or make an appointment at hrblock.com and get your taxes won.
Experts train Watson to consume large volumes of data. Performance improves over time. If you find an H&R Block error on your return that entitles you to a larger refund, we'll refund your fee for that return and file an amended return at no extra charge. See hrblock.com/guarantees for details.
This is Sue Goshen from your family-owned H&R Block at 428 East National in Brazil.
Hi, I'm Bill. But thanks to my electric co-op, I'm also known as
Captain Cost Cutter.
Every time I change out my
air filter
or
the insulator
when adding insulation in my attic, my electric co-op helps me use energy wisely and save money. So I guess you could just call me Energy Bill.
Lower energy bill.
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Visit them online at pcremc.com.
At French Funeral Home, we are more than just a funeral home.
We are faith.
We are caring.
We are compassion.
We are community. Whether at French Funeral Home, Lawson Miller Chapel and Crematory, or Schoppenhorst Funeral Home, when the time comes to honor your loved ones, you can trust us to treat you like family.
Susie, Nick, and Josh are just some of the caring people you'll meet when working with the outstanding staff. They'll make you feel comfortable and cared for in the moments you need it most. This caring staff will guide you with compassion as you remember and honor a life well lived.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at the 4A Baseball Sectional in Avon, I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning where the Northview Knights lead the Brownsburg Bulldogs by a score of 3-1. The batter is Andrew Osborne, and the first pitch to Andrew is a strike. Next pitch on the way, swing and a miss, and the count is 0-2. So 1-4-3 is the Brownsburg line right now. Northview 3-3-1. That ball popped up out of play. Count remains 0-2. We've had a nice breeze flowing through the ballpark for the last 30 minutes or so, so that's been some welcome relief to this pretty warm Monday Memorial Day here in Avon, Indiana. The 0-2 pitch on the way. Inside and low for ball one. The coach for Brownsburg was ejected earlier in this game over a call on Braden Tucker's throw out the first. That ball smashed back toward Carrington Cross at second. He bobbles it, and, oh, he can't make the throw in time. That's going to be an E4. So an error on the second baseman, and Andrew Osborne is on at first. This will bring on Braden Nevins. I assumed it was an error. You guys agree? Yep. Okay. Braden Nevins, the center fielder, is your batter. Runner takes the lead at first. Boy, Olinger playing really shallow at third, expecting the bunt. Yeah, I think we're finally set for a pitch. Garrett Copley. delivers. There's the bunt, but it's foul down the first baseline. Today's game is brought to you in part by the Rockville Correctional Facility. Now accepting applications for correctional officers. Go to their website or call 765-569-3178 for more information. There are jobs available right now at the Rockville Correctional Facility. A throw to first, runner back in time. That's Andrew Osborne. We're glad to have you tuned in today on your home for Timeless Classics. Timeless 1130 WAMB. Also at 99.5 in Terre Haute, 106.9 in Brazil, 11.30 on the AM dial, and on the web at WAMBradio.com. The count at 0-1. There's the attempted bunt, and it's foul as well, so the count 0-2. So nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, the big thing for Nevins after not getting both those bunts down, he's not going to bunt on 0-2, but he's going to choke up on the bat. He's just got to put the ball in play. Move Gavin Morris, that's the biggest, or move Andrew Osborne, that's the biggest thing now.
Braden Nevins steps in. And another throw to first base, and the runner is safe. I think they'll be doing that for Dan Roman all game long, is keep throwing to first in honor of his ejection. What do you think?
I think another Brownsburg runner gets picked off. I don't think so.
There's another throw to first. We'll just call that the Dan Roman toss. 3-1 score. Northview trying to find a way to add some runs here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch. That ball popped up and out of play.
You know, I get arguing a call during the regular season like that, and I get it made you frustrated. But there's got to be a time where you're like, this is for my team's sake. It's not going to change anything. Going over there to argue is not going to change it. Getting ejected for your team in a situation like this isn't good.
Well, and as you mentioned earlier, he's out for the rest of this game.
Yeah.
Then he has to sit out a penalty game. So if they would happen to beat us, he's not going to be around for the sectional title.
Now, my thing is...
Is that right?
It is correct. But I wonder if he's... I think he may have to sit out... If they lose this game, he may have to sit out next year's opening.
The first game, yeah.
I think that's how it works.
Oh, there's a called strike. They just nailed Braden Nevins. That's the second time today he's been caught looking on a third strike.
Yeah, because I remember Brigham Boot got ejected last year in the semi-state, and he had to sit out game one this season. So I think they'll have to do that again for the coach. I don't know if it's the same. Don't quote me, but.
This will bring up Trey Shaw. He had a double in the second, popped up to the left fielder in the first. Here's the pitch. That ball bounces toward the third baseman. Olinger makes the throw to second in time on the fielder's choice. So, two down. This will bring up Braden Tucker, the pitcher. He got a single in the first and scored, thrown out by the shortstop in the second. Let's see what Braden Tucker can do with two down and a runner at first, nobody at second and third. Here's the throw to first. Oh, did they get him? Close. I tell you what, it was close.
No, there's something going on. They're going to call interference.
Ah, and we're going to advance a base. Trey Shaw goes to second.
And here comes the assistant varsity head coach for Brownsburg to argue a call. How many coaches they got in there? They got enough to eject more?
Well, probably, but they probably won't.
No. So they called a balk is what they called.
Because okay.
As a lefty, what he did is he kind of went forward towards the plate, and he can't go forward, then try to pick off at first. That's why it looks so close. Once you make that maneuver going towards home, you can't go anywhere else.
A 3-1 score in favor of Northview. We're in the bottom of the fourth with two outs. We've got a runner, Trey Shaw at first. Nobody on at first and third. Braden Tucker is your batter. Here comes the pitch. That's low. 1-0 the count on Braden Tucker.
Now this is huge because you put a runner with speed like Trey Shaw at second base, all you need is a little base hit by Braden Tucker to score a run.
Copley delivers the pitch. Foul ball. So the count 1-1 with two down here in the bottom of the fourth. Terre Haute South picked up a 4-2 win earlier today. They defeated Avon to move into the championship game tonight. That pitch is low.
And that was an errorless ball game, too. Not a single error by either team.
Good ball game, and the Braves actually got down early but came back.
I mean, all around, this sectional has been pretty tight.
It has been.
Every single game.
But it's a 4A sectional with some really good teams. 2-1 the count as Garrett Copley delivers the pitch. Well, hold on. Braden Tucker's going to step out for a moment.
That's his batter's box. He has the right to.
And Tucker steps in again. Here's the pitch. Foul ball. Count even now at 2-2.
Yeah, Trey Shaw stole for third on a hit-and-run opportunity, but Braden Tucker fouled it off, so Shaw, he'll have to go back to second base.
So with Trey Shaw on at second, nobody at first and third, there's two down. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Braden Tucker looking at a 2-2 count from Garrett Copley. The pitch. Nice hard hit ball to right field. Matt Nobody going back to the wall, and he makes the catch.
Oh,
and that will end the Northview inning. But another good inning for Northview. They were close to getting the runner home, but it didn't happen. No runs. Well, I guess there were no hits. There was one error, and we left one on. We played 4A baseball here at Avon, and on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it's still Northview 3, Brownsburg 1.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute, we track it by the second, and when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
For the most complete coverage of sports in and around Terre Haute and Vigo County, the Tribune Star is your best media source. Follow your favorite high school and area collegiate teams, including the Division I ISU Sycamores, by subscribing to the daily and Sunday print edition. And keep up with the latest sports developments from anywhere by connecting to our website and social media. You are never too far from the Tribune Star, online at tribstar.com.
Dearly beloved, we gather here to witness the perfect marriage of Oreo cookies and real ice cream in Sonic's new cookie jar shakes. If any object, speak now or forever hold your peace.
I do! I'm sorry, but cookie jar shakes should marry ice cream with my true love, Nutter Butter cookies.
Does anyone object to that?
I do! Not. That sounds delicious.
Who could object to Sonic's hand-mixed cookie jar shakes? Half price after 8 p.m.
Oreo and Nutter Butter are registered trademarks of Mondelez International Group for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at the 4A baseball sectional in Avon, I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We're in the top half of the fifth inning. Case Starkey is your batter. And that's the third pitch to him. The first two were fouled out, so now it's a 1-2 count on Case Starkey. He popped up to the left fielder in the second inning. Braden Tucker delivers the pitch. That ball popped up. It's going to be in foul territory, and it's going to be out of play. Caught by an off-field outfielder. How about that? Barehanded.
Put him in the game, coach. Hey, quick score update from the West Vigo sectional. West Vigo won their baseball sectional semifinal 12-2 over Owen Valley.
So the Vikings are in the championship game tonight?
They are.
And that sectional is being held where? Is that at West Vigo?
Edgewood? Don't quote me. I don't know.
You just saw a tweet. I get it.
I can look at it.
1-2 the count. Braden Tucker shakes off a couple of signs, takes that one, delivers the pitch. Cold strike on the inside corner. And he's out of there.
Good pitch.
Very good pitch.
I need to find out his pitch count.
Chris Clayer, the left fielder, will bat next. With one down. Defensively for Northview, Braden Tucker is your pitcher. Corbin Allen is the catcher. Dylan Zinko at first base. Brigham Boo at second. Gavin Morris at third. Trey Shaw at short. In the outfield left to right, Brevin Harper, Braden Evans, and Trey Tucker. The first pitch to Chris Clayer, and that's a ball. 1-0 the count.
Braden Tucker's pitch count right now through 4 1/3 is 58 pitches.
58, okay. The 1-0 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss for a strike. 1-1 the count. Four big errors in this game so far against Brownsburg. One for the Knights. 1-4-4 is your line score for Brownsburg. 3-3-1 for the Knights as Tucker delivers a called strike in the count at 1-2. We hope you'll like us on Facebook. Go to Timeless 1130 WAMB. Give us a like. Give us a comment about where you're tuned in to us today, listening to high school baseball on WAMB. That's a ball. The count at 3-2, or make that 2-2.
Brandon Tucker is going to make IU very happy.
No doubt about it. The 2-2 pitch from Braden Tucker after he shakes a couple off from Corbin Allen. Still shaking them off, and now the batter steps out of the batter's box.
Yeah, some pitcher-catcher duos, they like to do that. They have a shake-off sign for that reason, just so it gets in the batter's head.
It's like, which bag of tricks is he going with on this pitch? The 2-2 pitch.
Oh, man.
Called strike. Caught him looking for the second batter in a row. And now with two down, this will bring up Matt Nobody, the right fielder.
It's only his fourth strike out of the game.
So two down, we're in the top of the fifth. Knights lead 3-1 over Brownsburg. The winner of this game to play Terre Haute South tonight at 7 for the baseball sectional championship. We'll have the coverage for you at 6:45 tonight on WAMB as that one landed in the Brownsburg stands.
Here's my guess. I think Braden Tucker goes one more inning pitching, and then they don't bring him out for the seventh unless Brownsburg scores some runs.
I agree with that assessment. There's a lot of 0-1 the count as Braden Tucker delivers, and he got a piece of it for a foul ball. The count is 0-2. Today's game is brought to you in part by Four Loving Paws Veterinary Services, reminding you that it's Heartworm Prevention Month. 0-2 is the count. Braden Tucker shakes off a couple of signs, delivers the next pitch. Foul ball, count remains 0-2.
And every pitch thrown, every foul ball, it's a good thing. Harold South is just licking their chops right now, hoping he can just get every pitch out of them.
So do you know a good watering hole or two in this town?
I do.
For the break after the game. Swing and a miss on that fast pitch. They're going to throw him out to guarantee it, and that will end the inning.
Three strikeouts.
Three up, three down for Brownsburg. We played 4.5 innings of baseball, and on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, Northview continues to lead Brownsburg 3-1.
At Riddell National Bank, you're more than a number. You're our neighbor, which means we know the area inside and out because we live here, work here, raise our families here. We visit your shops and live next door, so we can offer the kind of personalized banking that's rare to find these days. And when it's coupled with the wealth of expertise in mortgages and business loans, it's easy to see why so many people trust Riddell every day. Come see your neighbors at Riddell today.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm worried about Dad.
Yeah, me too. He's really struggling with his hearing.
I've got an idea. Let's call the Hearing Aid Warehouse and see if they can help.
This is Marty Hobbs. Today's hearing aids are more advanced than ever. Call me today for a no-obligation appointment. The Hearing Aid Warehouse can help you or your loved ones hear better. The Hearing Aid Warehouse, just north of Lynn's Pharmacy in Brazil, Ellis Plaza Highway 41 South in Terre Haute, or across from City Hall in Sullivan. Find us on the web at thehearingaidwarehouse.com.
Are you ready for some Terre Haute Rex baseball?
There's no place like home for summer fun and entertainment. Bring the entire family to Bob Warren Field at Sycamore Stadium. Purchase full or half-season tickets today, or buy single-game tickets as low as $6 for adults at the ticket office 1 hour before all home games. For more information, visit rexbaseball.com or call 812-478-3817.
Terre Haute Rex Baseball. Rex Baseball. The Terre Haute Rex home opener is May 31st. Get your tickets today.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Northview leading 3-1 over Brownsburg. Brigham Boo is your batter, and he's looking at a one ball, one strike count here to lead things off. The next pitch. Did he get hit or not? It was close. 2-1 the count on Brigham Boo. Boo got a double in the first. Popped up to the right fielder in the third. The pitch on the way. Line drive down to the third baseman. Michael Olinger makes the throw to first base to Jordan Jones, and there's one down.
Knights need some extra insurance runs. They've got to find a way to put more runs on the board to help out their pitcher.
Well, this will bring up Gavin Morris on a fielder's choice out in the first on a 4-3 play and a 4-3 play again in the third. So he's due for a hit. That pitch is low, 1-0 the count. Today's game, a service of Timberland Lumber in Brazil. With all the inventory you need to help you get your projects finished at Timberland Lumber, Highway 40 west of Brazil. The pitch. Swing and a miss on that one. The count 1-1 on Gavin Morris. Dylan Zentko is on deck for the Knights. Then Trey Tucker. The 1-1 pitch. A little bit of a curveball, but still a ball. 2-1 the count. Terre Haute South beat Avon earlier today, 4-2, to earn the right to the championship. Nice to have that bye if you're the Braves, of course. They've only had to play one game to get to the championship.
That's phenomenal.
That pitch is outside in the count 3-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikes him out.
He just swung at ball four.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not strike three, is it?
No, it should have been ball four.
3-2 the count. So the payoff pitch on the way, ball four. So he's on. Gavin Morris goes to first on a base on balls. Freshman Dylan Zentko will bat next. He got a single in the third. He popped up to the left fielder in the first.
Looks like you're going to get a pinch runner for Gavin Morris.
And let's see, the pinch runner. He talks to Coach Trout for a second. I see a 3. There it is, 3-0. That would be Jackson Abbott. So Jackson Abbott is the pinch runner at first base for Gavin Morris. Today's game is service of Highway 40 Spa, located at 5463 West Highway 40 in Brazil. Get your pool or spa ready for the summer season now at Highway 40 Spa. I wish I had a pool. It'd be a good day for a pool, Corey, don't you think?
Tell your wife to go build one right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she'd get right on that.
Be right by the time you get home tonight. Boom.
Yeah, right. Here's the pitch. Called strike on Dylan Zentko for the first pitch. 0-1 the count. One 4-4 is your line score for Brownsburg. 3-3-1 for the Knights. Zentko pops that one up, but it's going to be out of play. So 1-1 the count. Or 0-2 the count, excuse me. So Dylan Zentko will step in. Runner takes the lead at first. And they'll make a throw back at him, but Jackson Abbott is safe. So 6:45 tonight, our pregame show for the championship, Terre Haute South versus the winner of this one. Of course, I won't deny, we hope it's the Knights. There's Zentko. He gets a hit to left field. It drops perfectly for a base hit. So Zentko is on with his second hit of the game.
That ball kind of hung up in the air for a little bit. I'm surprised the left fielder didn't try to go get it.
Trey Tucker will bat next. Tucker got a single in the second, got on with a base on balls in the third. Be nice to get an extra run or two right now if you're Northview. There's a meeting right now between the second baseman and the pitcher.
Double play opportunity in the infield.
Well, let's see what happens. So, Garrett Copley delivers the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. 0-1 the count. Copley, the left-hander, delivers the next pitch. And that's a foul ball on the count 0-2. One down here in the bottom of the fifth. The Knights have runners at second and first, nobody on at third. A 3-1 lead for Northview. They're trying to get to the championship tonight against Terre Haute South. Here's the 0-2 count. That ball is grounded to the third baseman. He'll throw to second, one out. They'll throw to first for the second out. They get a double play. So score that 6-4-3, and the Northview threat is over in the fifth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on. We've played five innings of baseball here at Avon, and on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, Northview continues to lead Brownsburg 3-1.
On the sporting field and in life, teamwork makes a difference. The International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 841, is proud to represent over 2,250 active members as well as numerous retired members. Their goal is to keep their members safe and make sure they're the best trained in the construction industry. For more information, visit IUOELocal841.com. The International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 841, wishes the best of luck to our local teams in the state tournament. Auto Source is the source for quality pre-owned vehicles in the Wabash Valley. Stop by Premier Auto Source on South 3rd Street, just south of Texas Roadhouse, or check out their inventory of cars, trucks, SUVs, minivans, and motorcycles online at PremierAutoSourceInc.com. Ask about the specials for improved pricing. Premier Auto Source, the source for quality pre-owned vehicles in the Wabash Valley. Premier Auto Source on South 3rd Street, just south of Texas Roadhouse.
Do yourself a favor. Take a time out at Rockville Lake Park. Put life on hold and set the cell phone down for a while. Take a stroll through nature. You can even camp and spend the night outside or stay in one of Rockville Lake Park's cabins. Go fishing for memories at the lake and take full advantage of the fresh air. Go ahead. Take that time out that you deserve and head to Rockville Lake Park on Marshall Road, just north of Rockville, or go to rockvillelake.com for details.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
We're back at the 4A baseball sectional in Avon. I'm Dave Crooks, along with Corey Clark. We go to the top half of the sixth inning. Northview leading by a 3-1 score. Carrington Cross is the second baseman. He's leading things off for the Bulldogs. He's had two hits in this game, and right now he's looking at a 2-1 count. Here comes the pitch. That is outside.
Braden Tucker needs a quick inning. He's somewhere in the mid-60s with a pitch count right now.
2-1 the count. Here's the pitch. That ball popped up out of play, and the count even at 2-2. Today's game brought to you in part by Wings Etc. Great food, great times, located at 915 East National Avenue in Brazil, which means we'll be picking the player of the game in our postgame today, sponsored by Wings Etc. Got a piece of that one for a foul ball again, and the count 2-2. So now, the next pitch on the way, outside.
Very good pitch, Dave, very good pitch.
3-2 the count, so we've got a full count now on Carrington Cross. Braden Tucker delivers the next pitch, and a foul ball.
You don't want to walk anybody here. Not one bit. You got to find a way to get out of the inning. Pitch count's a big thing here.
The payoff pitch from Braden Tucker. He shakes off a sign or two. Now the batter steps out of the box for a moment.
Yeah, you see, he did that thing. They gave the shake sign.
That ball popped up, and that's going to drop for a base hit in shallow right center field. So a base hit for Carrington Cross. That's his third base hit of the game in three attempts. This will bring up Luis Escalante, the shortstop. He got on with, well, actually a sacrifice bunt he had in the first. Fielder's choice. He got on but then was thrown out at second. So Escalante will step in, runner at first, nobody at second and third. Braden Tucker delivers the pitch, and that's low and outside.
It's a big opportunity here. No outs, run on first base, two hole up here. I would almost sacrifice bunt, but you're down two, so it's a tough call.
Braden Tucker checks the runner at first. Delivers the 1-0 pitch, and that's outside, 2-0 the count. Today's game is service of Lorenz Service at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Lorenz Service, a family tradition of excellent automotive service since 1930. 2-0 the count. Braden Tucker ready for the next pitch. Called strike. 2-1 the count. 6:45 tonight, our pregame show here on WAMB, 11:30 a.m., 106.9 or 99.5 FM, or on the web at WAMBradio.com. Here's the pitch. That one popped up, should be playable out toward left center field. It is caught by Braden Nevins. Nice job by Nevins. And there's one down.
Fabulous play. The center fielder came all the way in. Trey Shaw tailed off after he called for it. That's complete hustle there by the North United center fielder.
So with Braden Evans nailing down that first out of the inning, this will bring up Michael Olinger. He's the third baseman. Out by the second baseman in the first. Got a single and thrown out at first in the third. And I think that's when pretty much the coach, Dan Roman, got ejected soon after that. Upset about the call at first. A throw to first, runner is safe. Top of the sixth with the Knights leading 3-1. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. So the count is 0-1 on Michael Olinger. Jordan Jones is up next for the Brownsburg Bulldogs. Good crowd on hand for this game. A little bit of a breeze trying to offset the hot weather we have on Memorial Day today. That's a ball. The count one apiece. Terre Haute Rex Baseball gets underway Wednesday night from Bob Warren Field. Hope to see you in the stands. If you can't make it, we'll have coverage all season long on your home of the Rex, WAMB. Here's the pitch. That's a foul ball. So a one ball, two strike count with one down here in the top of the sixth. A runner at first, nobody at second and third. So the Bulldogs have the tying run at home plate. Braden Tucker checks the runner at first. Gets ready for the windup. Here's the pitch. Outside, 2-2 the count. Two balls, two strikes, and one down here in the top of the sixth. North Jude leading Brownsburg 3-1. The 2-2 pitch popped up out of play. Count remains 2-2. Today's game, a service of Sonic Drive-In with two locations at Fort Harrison and Lafayette in North Terre Haute and on State Road 46 east of Terre Haute. Sonic Drive-In. So a 2-2 count coming up on Michael Olinger. A throwback to first. The runner there, Carrington Cross, is safe. The old rules were innings. The new rules are pitches. Brayton Tucker delivers. That ball popped up, and that is going to be foul. Count it 2-2. So a 7 o'clock championship tonight, 6:45 pregame broadcast here on WAMB.
Yeah, big time real quick. Got to see something from Braden Tucker. He's going to have to try to get quick outs here. One out, runner on first base. Don't be surprised to see a breaking ball on the outside. That's his go-to pitch on a 2-2 count.
Tucker checks the runner, shakes off a couple of signs. Now the batter steps out of the batter's box. He quickly steps back in. Tucker, ready for the 2-2 pitch. That ball is foul down the third base line. Count remains 2-2. The Knights are 23-6 on the season. Would love to go to 24-6 and get to that championship game tonight.
Yes, they would.
That'd be a good battle if the South Braves and the Northview Knights are in that sectional championship.
Either way, someone from the Wabash Valley is going to the regional next week.
The 2-2 pitch from Braden Tucker. High and inside, and we've got a full count. So with nobody on at third, nobody on at second, we've got Carrington Cross on at first. There's one down here in the top of the sixth for the Brownsburg Bulldogs. Brayton Tucker. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. They've got the runner stranded now. They make a throw to second. They throw to first. Zemko tags him. They got him. So basically, we're going to confirm that the umpire does it. Yep. Strikeout plus the throw out, and we get two out right there. So in the inning for Brownsburg, no runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on. We played 5.5 innings of baseball, and on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, it's still Northview 3, Brownsburg 1.
Western Indiana Credit Union asks, would you like to handle your financial transactions with people who know who you are and smile at you when you walk in the door? Western Indiana Credit Union knows that being treated a little nicer makes all the difference. Visit us in Brazil or Sullivan or online at westernindianacu.com. It's easy to become a member of WICU. Western Indiana Credit Union, equal housing lender. Deposits covered by American Share. Sutherland Incorporated, your first choice for sewer and septic service. Just hear these happy customer reviews. We were very happy with the timing, scheduling, and performance. Highly recommend. Incredibly nice individuals who stand behind their work. And they did a great job installing my septic system. Professional and courteous. Highly recommend. Sutherland Incorporated, 812-442-0396. Your best choice for sewer and septic service.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
We're back at Avon High School. I'm Dave Crooks along with Corey Clark. We go to the bottom half of the sixth inning where Northview continues to lead Brownsburg by a score of 3-1. Brevin Harper will lead things off. He is the left fielder for the Knights. And the first pitch, a swing and a miss for strike one. Harper got on in the second and scored. He struck out in the third. Here's the pitch. And that's a ball. So 1-1 the count.
Knights got to find a way to get some runs right now.
It'd be nice. Little insurance runs right now would not hurt. That ball lined foul, so the count 1-2.
We're in the bottom of the sixth, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Bottom of the sixth inning. Northview's the home team, which is a nice advantage,
yeah,
too. We may save three outs if we can keep the lead. Got a piece of it. Count remains 1-2. So Terre Haute South advances earlier today. They beat Avon 4-2. They await the winner of this game for the championship tonight. We'll be on the air at 6:45 with exclusive radio coverage here on WAMB. The next pitch, inside, 2-2 the count.
Hit the umpire.
It did hit the umpire, didn't it? Today's game is service of WTHI TV 10. They cover local news, weather, and sports from where you live. WTHI TV 10 is proud to support your local community. The 2-1 pitch on the way, outside, and a 3-1 count. Tonight's game also a service of French Funeral Home, Faith, Caring, and Compassion, French Funeral Home. The 3-2 pitch, ball four.
That's a big walk to lead things off.
So a walk for Brevin Harper. And now this will bring up Andrew Osborne, the designated hitter.
Don't be surprised if you see a pitching change. You got someone warming up in the bullpen.
Coach Trout walks out to the umpire. He's probably got a pinch runner. Looks like he's going to go with Caleb Swearingen to first base as the pinch runner. And now there could be a pitching change for Brownsburg, as Corey alluded to. an infield meeting. We're trying to see if he grabs the baseball yet or not. A 3-1 lead for Northview. They're trying to find their way to the sectional championship tonight if they can hold on with this lead. We're in the bottom half of the sixth inning. And the mound meeting continues. We'll take this time to remind you that tonight's game is brought to you by the Hearing Aid Warehouse. If you or someone you know has any type of hearing loss, what are you waiting for? Call Marty Hobbs and his wife Robin. They have an office in Brazil, open on Wednesdays, located just north of Lynn's Pharmacy. They're open all week long at Ellis Plaza in Terre Haute and their new location across from City Hall in Sullivan. Proud sponsors of Northview Sports all season long this year, the Hearing Aid Warehouse. The mound meeting wraps up, so no pitching change. So with Brevin Harper, his pinch runner actually on first base, Caleb Swearingen, they'll make a throw on him. He's back in time.
I talked to Coach Trout about Caleb Swearingen starting the other night in the sectional round one. He said he likes his defensive effort.
Andrew Osborne takes the next pitch. That's a ball. So the count 1-0 on the designated hitter for the Knights. Braden Nevins is on deck as they make another throw on Caleb Swearingen at first base, and he's safe. Tonight's game is service of Riddell National Bank, where you're not a number, you are our neighbor. That's a strike. So the count, 1-1 with no outs here in the bottom of the sixth. 3-1 lead for Northview. Swearingen takes the lead at first. He'll have to run back to the bag again as they make a throw on him. So we got through the top of the sixth. And here in the bottom of the sixth, a 3-1 score. And that pitch, what'd they call?
Now he offered for a bunt. Wasn't even close to the strike zone. He kind of offered, brings up two strikes, which means Osborne's going to have to swing away here.
1-2 the count. Here comes the pitch from Copley. On the way. Low and outside. It gets away from the catcher, but Swearingen will stay right there.
Oh, man. Coach Trout's furious.
Two balls, two strikes with no outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Caleb Swearingen takes the lead at first. Nobody at second and third. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. They'll strike him out.
No, should have been at second base. No doubt. A pass ball. Ball got in the dirt. Kicked away from the catcher. Coach Trout kind of just looked at him like, what are you doing, man? Can't be a freshman in these situations.
Braden Nevins will bat next. He got caught looking both times at bat today. Eight. Oh, we got a pinch hitter. Excuse me. Thank you. So we've got Caleb, let's see.
Caleb Carcass.
Caleb Carcass is your pinch hitter. So he will pinch hit for Braden Nevins.
It's not a bad call. Nevins is 0 for 2 on the day of two strikeouts.
Here's the pitch. That's a. They're going to check that swing, and they're going to say it's a ball. Swearingen takes the lead at first again with nobody at second and third and one down. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Oh, did that hit him?
Nope, but Swearingen will take second.
So Swearingen will head to second as that ball gets away from the catcher. Again, your pinch hitter is Caleb Carcass. Nobody at first and third as the Knights are trying to hold on to a 3-1 lead. Brownsburg has one run, five hits, and four errors. The Knights have three runs, four hits, and one error. Here's the pitch from Copley. And that's a ball. 3-0 the count. So can Caleb Carcass get on base as a pinch hitter here in the nine spot? The pitch? Ball four. We'll take it. So with the base on balls, Coach Trout may have another pinch runner. Looks like Braden Nevins is going to re-enter in his spot then. So he'll run for himself.
I'm really surprised they haven't changed pitchers yet.
I am too.
They had some warm-up in the bullpen for a while. This pitcher for Brownsburg has been going all day. He's got to be exhausted.
Well, they're still in the bullpen right now.
He's been down there for a while. But I guess they're saying there's one out on the top of the order. Double play is still a possibility. They like their lefty option.
Trey Shaw will bat next for the Knights with runners at first and second. Nobody on at third with one down. Here's the pitch, and that's outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. You're listening to 4A Baseball Action on WAMB, Brazil Terre Haute. The 1-0 pitch on the way from Copley. That ball popped up towards shallow center field. Matter of fact, the shortstop's going to be able to grab it. That's Luis Escalante. He makes the grab, and there's two down. This will bring up Braden Tucker, the pitcher. He's got one hit today. He's 1-for-3 with runners at first and second. Boy, wouldn't you like to see him just hit home run right now.
Out. I mean, he almost did the last time up. Remember he hit one deep right field?
He did indeed. So Tucker, batting left-handed, will step up to the plate, and the first pitch is low and outside for a ball.
He's hitting the baseball pretty well today. He got a base hit, like you said, hit a hard ground ball to the shortstop that he dove for to get him out. And the last time up, hit a shot to right field.
So Garrett Copley delivers the next pitch. Inside, count 2-0. Tonight's game is service of Sue Goshen. She's your family-owned H&R Block office at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil.
So 2-0 count, big-time pitch right here for Braden Tucker. If he gets one, he'll rip it.
Here's the pitch. Called strike. So he took that pitch, and the count now 2-1 with two down.
I don't blame him taking that pitch one bit.
The 2-1 pitch, low and inside, and the count 3-1. Well, if we can get through Tucker, Brigham Boo is on deck. You've got a 3-1 count with runners at first and second. The pitch on the outside corner for a called strike.
Okay.
So the count's full.
How about this full count? You'll notice the runners are going to advance on the pitch. They'll steal the base.
Runners take their leads. Here comes the payoff pitch. Ball four. Braden Tucker is on with the base on balls. And now Northview has the bases loaded. See, and now, I can't believe there's not a pitching change.
Now you're to the point where you don't change pitchers because you don't want to put a bullpen pitcher in this situation, two outs, bases loaded.
Well, it is kind of cruel, I guess.
I mean, it's tough. I mean, and plus, Brownsburg, they've had a down year on pitching, so they probably don't really trust anybody as highly as they do right now with this starting pitcher. Usually when you're a senior, you're saying, this is my job, let me finish it. So,
by the way, we have a pinch runner. Parker Johnson will take over for Braden Tucker. Brigham Boo will step in. Got a double on the first. 1-3 for today. And that's a ball. 1-0 the count. So the Knights have runners at every base. There's two down here in the bottom of the sixth.
This is a huge at-bat for Brigham Boo.
That ball popped up. Should be playable. Looks like the first baseman is calling for it. That is Jordan Jones. He'll make the grab, and that ends the Northview threat in the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. We stranded three. We played six innings of baseball, and on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard, Northview continues to lead Brownsburg 3-1.
American Legion Post number 2 in Brazil invites you to their 11th annual White Knuckle Ride, Saturday, June 9th. Registration is 10 a.m. to noon with the first bike out at noon. Last bike in at 5:30. It's a $20 donation per rider, $30 per couple, which includes meals, t-shirt, door prizes, and much more. Proceeds benefit veterans organizations. That's the White Knuckle Ride, Saturday, June 9th, presented by the American Legion Riders of Post 2 in Brazil.
Would you like a job with a future, a great career, working with great people, and a job with great benefits? Then see yourself as a correctional officer at the Rockville Correctional Facility. See yourself as a success and see your family so proud of your career working with great people in a supportive atmosphere.
Visit careers.in.gov or call the Rockville Correctional Facility, 765-569-3178. Rockville Correctional Facility.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Back at Avon High School, my name is Dave Crooks, along with Corey Clark. We go to the top half of the seventh inning, where Northview leads Brownsburg 3-1. The Bulldogs are down to their final three outs. Your line score for Brownsburg, one run, five hits, four errors. Northview at three runs, four hits, and one error. Braden Tucker has went the distance so far for the Knights. Jordan Jones will lead things off. He got on with an error in the first. He got thrown out by the second baseman in the fourth. And let's see what he can do for the Brownsburg Bulldogs. Then you got Parker Greskovich and then Isaac Poland due up. And we're hoping that we can win this in three strikeouts right here. Let's see.
Wouldn't that be ideal?
At least not go to the bottom of the seventh is the goal for the Knights right now. Braden Tucker ready to go, delivers the pitch. And that's a ball. Want to know the count.
You got to think about it today. Northview's had struggled. They've had runners on base. They had bases loaded last inning. And they just haven't been able to get the runs across.
Braden Tucker delivers the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Got a piece of it. 1-1 the count.
And this is the meat of Brownsburg's lineup. The cleanup spot, 5-hole and 6-hole coming up.
A ball and a strike here on the top of the seventh on Brownsburg's Jordan Jones. Swing and a miss.
Braden Tucker has some movement on his fastball today.
1-2 the count. Today's game of service of Park County REMC, your Touchtone Energy Cooperative.
Ooh.
That's a foul ball.
Corbin Allen got drilled in the head.
Is he all right?
Kind of just sat there for a sec. He's a tough kid, but he hit a foul ball right off his mask. He's up, but he's fine. He's acting like he is, at least.
One ball, two strikes on Jordan Jones. Don't forget to tune in Friday and Saturday nights for Indiana Sports Talk with Bob Lovell from 9:30 to midnight. They're going to continue on this summer with more sports coverage on Indiana Sports Talk Friday and Saturday nights here on WAMB. One ball and two strikes. Tucker delivers the pitch. That ball smashed foul toward the Brownsburg cheering section. Now, if you were here right now, you'd get half price on almost everything fresh at the concession stand.
That's why I'm hoping they're not all gone by the time this game's over. I could use a brat.
I'm going to the local watering hole to cool down somewhere. Nice hit ball out toward left field, but Brevin Harper is
nope.
There.
Caleb Swearingen.
Well, that's right. They did put Caleb in there, didn't they? And he's out. So Caleb Swearingen in left field, one down, and the Knights are two outs away from advancing to the sectional championship tonight. So this will bring up Parker Greskovich, the catcher. He got hit by a pitch in the first, thrown out by the shortstop in the fourth. Nobody on with one down here in the top half of the seventh inning. Braden Tucker delivers the pitch. There's a called strike. We hope you'll go to our Facebook page and give us a like. We'd love to hear from you today and let us know you are listening to our coverage, and especially if you're listening in a unique location, whether it's out of the area or on the pontoon boat, whatever the case, go to Timeless WAMB on Facebook, Timeless 1130 WAMB. We sure appreciate you listening. 1-1 the count. Here's the pitch. On the outside corner for a strike, 1-2 the count.
If you think about something crazy, Braden Tucker pitched 9 innings the other night, didn't give up a run, and he's pitched almost all 7 without giving up a run. That one run wasn't earned. That was a Brigham Boo error. He's pitching phenomenal in this sectional.
That pitch is low, and the count even at 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 down here in the top of the seventh with nobody on and Northview leading 3-1, trying to get to the championship tonight against Terre Haute South. The 2-2 pitch, foul ball, hits the backstop, so the count remains 2-2. good day for baseball. Sure, a little bit warm already for Memorial Day, but it's been a good forecast today. No rain in the forecast, so we like that. Got a piece of it. Count 2-2. One, 5-4 is your line score for Brownsburg. One run, five hits, four errors, 3-4-1 for Northview. Braden Tucker delivers the 2-2 pitch. Foul ball again, and the count remains 2-2.
You got to think about it. Braden Tucker, he rode his arm and got this team here. But don't think for a second that Northview doesn't have other pitchers. They have Dylan Zenko. They have Gavin Morris. And they have Brigham Boot, who are all capable of throwing strikes and doing the right thing for the Northview Knights.
Well, they're wanting a new baseball, it looks like. Braden Tucker's like, hey, can we have a new ball?
Braden Tucker threw it back to Corbin Allen when he turned his head and just drilled him in the side.
Oops.
So he got hit in the side and he got hit in the head this inning.
We'll be announcing our Wings Etc. player of the game in our postgame show, Wings Etc. Great food, great times at 915 East National Avenue in Brazil. The 2-2 pitch, that ball popped up, and the count stays at 2-2. Again, your batter is Parker Greskovich. He's the catcher for Brownsburg. The next pitch. Swing and a miss, and he strikes him out. So the Knights are one out away from a victory. And coming up is the designated hitter, Isaac Polin.
Now our play for Brownsburg, senior number 5, Isaac Polin.
Polin got a strikeout in the first, and he got thrown out by the shortstop in the fourth. So Braden Tucker ready to close this one up, if he can. Called strike. 0-1 the count. The 0-1 pitch on the way. That ball popped up and out of play. The count 0-2. The championship game at 7 o'clock tonight. If you want to drive up and see it, no problem. $6 is the admission cost, and there's plenty of good food to eat at the concession stand. So we'd love to see a big crowd tonight for the championship. 0-2 the count. Here's the pitch. Got a piece of it. Count remains 0-2. We'll be on the air at 6:45 tonight for the pregame show. And a tip of the hat to our very own Barry Kent for working all day today, all three games, so we could make sure we could bring these games to you on the radio. Here's the 0-2. That ball is fouled on the third base line, and the count remains 0-2.
Big pitch here for Braden Tucker, one pitch away from going to the sectional championship. And, man, he's pitched phenomenal in game 1 and 2.
Isaac Polin. Still trying to get his first hit of the day. Braden Tucker trying to shut him down. Here comes the 0-2. That ball popped up. Maybe playable in foul territory. Zenko going after it, but it's going to hit one of the umbrellas out in the Brownsburg fan section.
Those umbrellas aren't just for protecting for sun. It's for protecting from baseballs.
I guess not. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. Down on the Northview side, there's like four portable tents set up in the fan section.
It's hot, Dave.
And Brownsburg's got one. So I guess that's one way to try to stay cool.
Well, Northview's been here before. They understand.
0-2 the count. A 3-1 score. Top of the seventh. Northview leads. The next pitch. Hard hit ball to the shortstop. It's picked up by Trey Shaw. The throw to Zenko at first, not in time.
Oh, man.
Basically, Zenko had the ball in time, but he didn't trap it in time. You got to trap that baseball.
Yeah, you do. Phenomenal job by Trey Shaw. Backhanding it, getting up, throwing on a dime, and then Zenko just couldn't get it on the hop. So now you bring the tying run to the plate with two outs.
So Case Starkey, the center fielder, will bat. He popped up to the left fielder in the second, got caught looking with a strikeout in the fifth, and now it looks like Craig Trout's going to go to the infield for a meeting. Will he make a change? I don't know. Let's see what's on Craig's mind. So Craig is talking to Braden. Is he going to make a change?
They're going to make a change.
So there's a break in the action on the Hearing Aid Warehouse scoreboard here on the top of the seventh. Northview leads 3-1.
No.
And no, there's no change. Hold on.
They started to. They took the ball away from him.
I bet Braden says, Coach, I want to close this thing. And we can't blame him.
No.
I mean, he's went the distance. So there is no pitching change after all. So with a 3-1 lead, a runner at first base, nobody at second and third with two down, Case Starkey is your batter. The left-hander steps in. Tucker throws to first. It gets past Zinko. I don't think it was a great throw, it didn't look like. And the runner is going to go to third. He's going to go to third. Two stolen bases over a bad throw to first.
It's all right. And nothing hurt there at all because that run doesn't matter. You just need to get the batter here.
So, oh, by the way, that would be an error, right?
Yeah. Well, what do we call the pickoff again? We called it the Brownsburg head coach's name?
Yeah. the Dan Roman play. Dan Roman throw out.
It went in his favor that time.
No, it did indeed. That was for you, Coach Dan Roman.
All right. Vintage Braden Tucker here. He's got to get the batter.
Runner in scoring position at third. Nobody at first and second with two down. The pitch and fouled off, foul ball. So again, Case Starkey, your batter for Brownsburg. He's the tying run at home plate, but with two outs, you've got a runner in scoring position. Can Braden Tucker go the distance? Here's the pitch. Outside. 1-1 the count.
Just missed. Does Braden Tucker get tired?
Well, they're young men, Corey. Just like
you. Yeah, but throwing a baseball like that.
That's true. The 1-1 pitch. That ball, it's fouled. Took a big bounce right there at home plate and went foul. So the count 1-2. Can we be one strike away from a win and a chance to go to the sectional championship tonight? We're about to find out. A runner in scoring position for Brownsburg at third. Nobody at first and second. A 3-1 lead for Northview. Two outs and a 1-2 count. Here it comes from Braden Tucker. That ball popped up out of play, and the count remains 1-2.
You can tell Braden Tucker wants this.
So how many pitches is he up to is the question.
Oh, man. A little over 100.
A little over 100? 112 we're hearing here in the press box. High and outside, 2-2 the count.
113 right here. He can go over 120 as long as he starts under 120 on the batter. So more than what, you're not going to see him in the sectional championship.
Nope. They're going to use him up today in this one. Got a piece of it. Count is full. No, count is even at 2-2.
Yeah, he's at 114 now. And Coach Craig Trout was really hoping they put some runs on. They could take him out early. It just didn't work out like that. You got to win one game to get to the next.
A runner in scoring position at third. Nobody at first and second. Two out here on the top of the seventh. Hard hit ball. That's a base hit. That's going to bring in a Brownsburg run. And it's a 3-2 ball game.
Braden Tucker said stop. He just told Coach Trout to stop and let him take care of it. So Coach Trout was going to walk out there and change pitchers. But Braden Tucker just looked at him and said, hold on. I believe he's at 115, if I'm correct, so he can still finish this next batter.
And the next batter will be Chris Clayer, the left fielder. He got on with the base on balls in the second, thrown out at second, and then he got caught looking in the fifth on a strikeout. Oh, we've got a new batter.
Oh.
All right, so number 18 for Brownsburg, that would be Nolan Lubavitch, a junior. He will be the pinch runner, or the pinch hitter, I should say, for Clayer. So you've got a runner at first, nobody at second and third. It's a 3-2 ball game. Northview leads by one. They at least are the home team in this game if Brownsburg happens to tie it up here or take the lead. Two out, the pitch. On the outside corner for a called strike. Owen won the count with two down here in the top of the seventh. Runner takes his lead at first. Nobody at second and third. That ball popped up foul. Kind Come on, Northview. Let's bring it home. 0-2 the count.
Winning. Go ahead, run at home plate. Tying run at first.
Nolan Lubavitch. Here's the pitch from Braden Tucker. Swing and a miss. He strikes him out. And the Northview Knights pick up their 24th victory of the season. They will play in the championship game tonight against Terre Haute South. And we'll have the coverage for you right here on WAMB. In the inning for Brownsburg, they had one run, two hits, no errors. They did leave one on. So the Knights won it in 6.5 to move on to the championship tonight. Your line score looks like this. Brownsburg had two runs, five hits, four errors. Northview had three runs, five hits, and three errors. We'll come back to wrap it up and to name our Wings, etc. player of the game after this timeout on Timeless 1130 WAMB.
Sundays, Sundays, Sundays! Hull's Auto Yard is now open Sundays. Needing to do yard work on your vehicle on a Sunday morning? Go to Paul's Auto Yard, now open 7 days a week. Bring your own tools and pull your own part on Sundays. Wanting some cash and you have an old junker? Pull it into Paul's Auto Yard and they will pay you cash on the spot. Just don't forget the title. Cleaning your yard on Sunday? Bring your scrap metal to Paul's Auto Yard, now open on Sundays.
This is John Shepherd at Four Loving Paws Veterinary Services in Brazil. Heartworm disease is a parasite that's spread by mosquitoes. Heartworm disease can be deadly. We can protect our dogs and cats from heartworms by giving them a monthly preventative. Heartworm disease is on the inside of the body, so oftentimes owners don't know that it's going on. One of the concerns we have about treating heartworm disease is cost, and the cost can be mitigated through prevention. So please keep your pets safe and happy and with you this summer. Keep them on heartworm prevention. And remember, blessings come from Four Loving Paws.
Looking for a truck driving job with weekends off? Hobby Trucking is currently accepting applications for qualified Class A CDL company drivers. Applicants must be able to pass a physical and drug screen. Hobby Trucking also has a qualified office personnel position open. Hobby Trucking is family owned and operated. Stop by Hobby Trucking on Highway 40 just 3 miles west of Brazil for an application or call 812-446-0581 for more details on how you can join their team.
Have you ever been to an auto repair shop and been told you needed a part that you didn't really need? Well, then you need to give Tony at Loren Service and Auto Repair a call at 812-446-7331. Loren Service is a local family-owned and operated repair shop and has been on the same corner, 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, since 1930, providing excellent service and trustworthy advice. Open 7 to 5, Monday through Friday, closed on Saturday. The next time you need an auto repair shop, give Loren Service and Auto Repair a shot. You'll be glad you did.
You don't have the pool open yet? Need chemicals for your spa? Not a problem. Give John and Terry at Highway 40 Pool and Spa a call today at 812-605-9228 to get your pool or spa open for the season or to get your water tested with their water leak testing system. Highway 40 Pool and Spa also stocks a large selection of pool and spa chemicals and accessories. Highway 40 Pool and Spa open 10 to 6, 9 to noon Saturday, closed Wednesday and Sunday. Highway 40 Pool and Spa, 5463 West U.S. Highway 40, Brazil.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is a complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Spring is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back at Avon High School, Northview pulls it off, a 3-2 win over Brownsburg. Terre Haute South pulls it off. They win 4-2 against Avon, so that means Terre Haute South and Northview will play for the 4A Baseball Sectional Championship tonight. It'll be a 7 o'clock first pitch. We'll be on the air around 6:45 tonight here on Timeless 1130, 99.5 and 106.9. WAMB, and also streaming live at WAMBradio.com. Well, again, your line score looked like this. Brownsburg had two runs, five hits, four errors. Northview had three runs, five hits, and three errors. And our Wings Etc. player of the game brought to you by Wings Etc. Great food, great times, located at 915 East National Avenue in Brazil. I think we got to give this award to Braden Tucker. He pitched the entire game. And,
who else are you going to give it to?
I tell you what, did a good job for Northview. He had a hit in the first inning, got on base in the sixth, but overall played a great game and a big reason why Northview is in that sectional championship tonight.
Oh, man, 20 strikeouts tonight before, and he just came out here and just dominated again. Yeah, he didn't have as good a stuff as he did Wednesday night, but who can one up a 20 strikeout performance? He was big. No run should have scored really in general until that last inning. And you could tell he was getting tired. I mean, when you throw 118 pitches, he's not going to be able to pitch tonight. They're going to need his bat and his defense, and hopefully it's going to go by committee. And Coach Craig Trout will be up here in a couple seconds. He's on his way up here. We'll talk to him about pitching, what he's going to do. Remember, he told me earlier, they'll go by committee if they have to. That's Gavin Morris, Brigham Boo, and Dylan Zentko. They'll have to do that.
Very good. Well, I'll tell you what, we'll wait for Coach Trout. I see him getting closer as he's making his way up the ramp. If you'll just hold that microphone, we can both talk to him. How's that? Turn this mic around on that headset, and you should be good to go, Corey. So Craig Trout making his way to the press box as we'll talk to him about Northview's win today, 3-2 over the Brownsburg Bulldogs. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations on the victory today.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. It was not easy, I'm going to say that.
Did you anticipate letting Braden pitch the whole game or not?
Yes. That was the plan, to get us to the second game. Unless we just came out and started swinging the bats really well, we were talking about just rolling with Braden there through the first one.
Seven errors in this game, and we haven't played many games with errors lately until today.
No, we got some things to work on. I think you get out there in the heat and maybe you lose a little bit of focus. That's one thing we talked about, but I thought that we did what we needed to do and get us to the championship game.
Well, Braden did go the distance, and the team pulls off the victory. That's what it's all about. Now, you take on Terre Haute South. Here's the team that you owe one to, right?
Yeah, we played two games, I think, that night, if I recall.
Oh, that's
after
right.
We played so many innings. We were about 12 or 13 in, so.
So you've won one and lost one,
yeah.
Today, right?
Yeah.
So what's the plan of attack against the Braves?
Well, hopefully, you know, we got to get out and we got to swing the bat a little bit better, but just try to put pressure on them to make plays against our guys. As far as pitching, we've got a lot to talk about, see how everybody's feeling, see who's struggling in the heat or something like that, and go from there.
And do you want to tell us who's pitching yet, or is that a trade secret?
Honestly, I don't know. I could go. I mean,
you've got options.
I've got options, but I've got to go in and look at my options and see how they're doing. So we'll get an idea here probably closer to game time.
Now, you don't get a whole lot of time to rest, but you'll be out of the heat hopefully for, what, 3 hours? What's the plan for the rest of the day?
So I had the itinerary left in my bag, but basically, 7 o'clock starts. We'll probably be back out here about 5:30. That'll give us a good break there to get something to eat. They're going to let us use a locker room. They've been a great facility, and everybody here has been super.
So you can stay on campus
here. Yeah, we'll stay on campus here and get out of the heat, hopefully get some guys a little bit of maybe shower off a little bit and get rejuvenated.
All right, Coach. Well, congratulations on the win today, and we look forward to a big game tonight.
I do, too. I think it'll be a really good baseball game, and hopefully we can come out on top.
And a quick message back home, even though we got several that are listening, we want to try to get as many people up here to see it in person.
Yeah, I mean, the community's been really great, but this would be a great Memorial Day. Everybody come out and watch us play. It is my birthday, so it could be a birthday gift. You know, that could, if you all want to come out and we win a sectional, I wouldn't complain about that. I don't really want anything else, just the one sectional victory.
Now, how many candles are on the Craig Trout birthday cake today?
32. Even though my cousin Josh looks a lot younger than I do, but I'm going to be honest, I am younger by 5 years. So
you're just a pup, man.
I'm just trying to hold it all together. Games like this age you a little bit, though.
I get it.
My wife said that to me this morning. Like, I was just getting a little gray on the side. So it seems like everyone that comes in on the side's gray anymore. So
hey, now you've had your own experience with ejections, but you were a little surprised by Dan Roman getting tossed out, weren't you?
Dan's a great baseball coach, and he's really into the game. And that was just one of those things where, like, as a competitor, you know, the juices take over, and you know, you're trying to fire your team up and fight for your guys. And, you know, I've been there. But it's one of those things that, in a sectional, you want to keep the energy up and keep your guys going. So.
All right. Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. Take a break, and we'll see you tonight.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
And happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right. We want that birthday present tonight. All right, well, that's going to wrap up our broadcast. We hope you've enjoyed both games today. Terre Haute South beating Avon 4-2. Northview picking up a 3-2 win over Brownsburg, so they'll play tonight for the sectional championship at 7. We'll be on the air at 6:45 with all the coverage here on WAMB. I want to thank my studio producer, Barry Kent. For Corey Clark, I'm Dave Crooks, where Northview advances to the sectional championship tonight against Terre Haute South as the Knights win 3-2 over Brownsburg. Until this evening at 6:45, so long, everybody.
You've been listening to High School Baseball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Timberland Lumber in Brazil, with the inventory to help you get your home projects finished. Highway 40 Pools and Spa, located at 5463 West Highway 40 in Brazil. Get your pool or spa ready for the season. Lorenz Auto Repair, family-owned full-service auto repair located on the same corner in Brazil since 1930. Hobby Trucking, 3 miles west of Brazil, currently accepting applications for qualified drivers and qualified office personnel. For Loving Paws Veterinary Service, reminding you it's Heartworm Prevention Month. Paul's Auto Yard, now open Sundays at 2701 North 25th Street in Terre Haute. The Rockville Correctional Facility is now accepting applications for correctional officers. American Legion Post Number 2. Be a part of something great. Join today. Sutherland Incorporated, your first choice for sewer and septic service. Western Indiana Credit Union of Brazil and Sullivan. See them for the best mortgage rates. Rockville Lake Park, Drift Outdoors. Premier Auto Source, the source for quality pre-owned vehicles in the Wabash Valley. Terre Haute Rex Baseball. Terre Haute Tribune Star, with the best local sports coverage in the valley. H&R Block, Sue Goshen. Whatever your tax preparation needs are, you'll find the help you need at H&R Block. The Hearing Aid Warehouse. Life's more fun with better hearing. Riddell National Bank, where you're not a number, you're our neighbor. Sonic Drive-In, with two locations in Terre Haute. WTHI-TV, News 10. The International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 841. French Funeral Home. Faith, caring, and compassion. And by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. This is 1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM, WAMB, Brazil, Terre Haute.
Sundays! 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 Paul's Auto Yard is now...